Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF Live studio audience is ready for the weekend because they have 2 full days to implement the tips and takeaways they're about to learn from our partners, and they can listen to some of the 438 segments of this live show to change everything they want to. Put on your common sense caps, we the people, grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Join Together June. Let's reconnect to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episodes 225, that's 225. More customers, life coach, branding, racism today, hashtag border crisis, and special guests, Sheriff Mark Daniels and Deborah Peters, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you
today's lineup, Terry Bijou. He's going to correct me on that one. Attract and keep customers for life, 4 easy steps. Gary O'Neill Jr., identify your desires, goals, and outcome obstacles. Outcome? Try overcome obstacles by seeing, planning, and doing. Christine Mayo, building your brand, conveying your story, and creating your digital presence. Dan Perkins, the weaponization of racism to push an agenda, divide, and make more money. Tammy Girl Lenan. Hashtag strategies to grow your business, the best free tool to help you be found. And our special guest sitting shotgun on Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., Sheriff Mark Daniels, protecting citizens over politics. He's the hardest working, freedom fighting, long arm of the law, battling the border crisis in Cochise County, Arizona. He is down at the border. And at 1:30, Deborah Peters, she's one of our favorite partners, and she's talking about business growth and the connection between health and performance in your business. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, facts, truth, take action items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots, and we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests with 7-minute segments and special guests for a deeper dive session on the Shell's patriotic soapbox during the second hour of the show. You can listen live, everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com, and the link is also at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, tomorrow is the last day to watch Clay Clark's Reopen America Tour live from Tampa. Many of our partners are speaking, including Clay, Dr. Cordy Williams, Mike Lindell, and a few others. It starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's free. Just go to the virtual event page at the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the big live stream graphic to watch on Brighteon. That's Mike Adams' platform. They are censorship-free over there. Yet one more of our great partners. Number two, this morning, I watched Dr. Sherry Tenpenny speak at the event. She's coming on the show. Very excited about that one. She gave an incredible, fact-filled, powerful presentation about the real dangers of the non-vaccine and how the pandemic was all based on fear. And that's false evidence made to appear real. And if you don't follow her on Telegram, you need to, since she's delivering the truth. I'm adding her to our Patriots Must Follow page. Guess where you could find that? It's under the Take Action tab on the website. And remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, that's dead babies in your body. VAERS report, everybody. VAERS. That's the CDC's report. We talk about it all the time on the show. Lots of adverse reactions. Lots of deaths. Scary, scary stuff. Number three, lots of events are coming up in Arizona. Live ones. We love the live events. Tomorrow, there's a rally at the hotel in Scottsdale to protest the illegal alien sex slave trafficking. Tuesday, the 22nd, Pastor Artur Pawlowski will be speaking. And Friday, the 25th, there's a rally at the border. All details are on our live events page under the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's June 18th, day 459 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. Day 459. 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to the non-vaccine. Remember Nancy Reagan? Just say no. That's what Dr. Brian Artis said. He's on episode 223. That is a must listen to. Oh, that's right. The non-vaccine, it will kill you. Go ahead and reclaim your freedom. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we the sheeple. Take back your country. Take back your business. Take back your life and reopen America 100%.
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Anymore.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 225, more customers, life coach, branding, racism today, hashtag border crisis, and special guest Sheriff Mark Daniels and Deborah Peters.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We're going to change the order up a little bit. I'm going to bring on Miss Christina Mayo since I see her in the queue. Don't want her waiting. She's got too much to offer you guys on branding. So my first guest is Miss Christina Mayo. She's the founder of Greater Graphics, and she's all about building your brand, conveying your story, and creating your digital presence. Oh, she's a Jersey girl. Audience, big round of applause for our new partner. Christine, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. We love having new partners. And I see that you're down in New Jersey or down in Trenton in New Jersey, huh?
Yes. I'm over Trenton. And actually live in Hamilton, which is right outside of Trenton.
I'm from Bridgewater, New Jersey. Grew up there.
Oh, see, look, small world.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard about our mall.
Yes.
That's what we were famous for.
Everybody's been to Bridgewater Mall.
Gotta love the Bridgewater Commons Mall. My first job there was at the Chicken Club because you couldn't be, you had to be 16 to work in a clothing store. We all went and worked at the mall at the age of 15. And, everybody gave each other free food. So it worked out real well for all of us.
Exactly.
Oh, you gotta love kids in high school. So tell us real quick about yourself, and then I want to jump right into how people can build the brand.
Okay, so I'm the inspiration for the book Through Blind Eyes, and when we published the book, we didn't have money to do marketing and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of taught myself how to pretty much do our marketing. And as I was doing this, I was starting to realize that there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to properly present their products, their business. So that being that I developed this newfound talent, I decided to start Greater Graphics to help small businesses, just develop a logo, develop social media ads. Because if you're going to start your own business, you have to, like, you have to have an online presence, and your online presence has to be presentable. That's what kind of Greater Graphics is about. It's about helping smaller businesses become greater.
So what do you think the, well, let's put it this way. Some people have already gotten their branding done, and maybe this is the best time. I'm telling people kind of, you know, it's joined to get to June, but I think it's also a great time to maybe rebrand yourself, because if you're not making tons and tons of money or you're not happy with where your business is, why not reinvent it and yourself? So let's talk about maybe some strategies to rebrand at this point.
Okay. So yes. So if rebrand, like, I don't think there's a business out there that hasn't been rebranded, you know, because mm-hmm. when you first start, you're in one direction. So now, if that direction isn't working for you, you have to figure out which direction is going to work for you, and you have to keep doing it. So, try a look. If it works for you, then run with it. If it doesn't work for you, then figure out how you're going to rebrand your product.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's important now. I mean, the world's changed, so you need to adjust accordingly, and that's kind of a good reason why to rebrand. So what would you suggest that somebody does in order to kind of start that process before they contact somebody like you to maybe redo their logo or redo some certain materials, or maybe they're redoing their social media presence, or maybe they don't even necessarily have one that's consistent. So what would you suggest that they do first?
Me personally, I would do market research. I would see what other companies in that are similar to mine are doing and what's working for them. And I mean, you know, I'm not saying copy,
mm-hmm.
but maybe if you see what they're doing and what's working for them, it may work for you too. So I would get in touch with a branding manager and tell them this is the direction that I would like to go in.
Yeah, I think that's smart. It's why reinvent the wheel. We just want to make it spin
right.
Faster and better. That's all we're trying
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
When we give our messages on this platform from all of our awesome, awesome partners, because it's almost like, you know, we always forget about common sense. So we just kind of got to go back to the basics. So what are, I know that you're big into the digital presence. You're big into creating campaigns and themes that look awesome, especially on social media. And there's a lot of noise on social media. We talk about that a lot. There's just constant berating. And it takes so many times in order to be in front of someone for them to actually engage, learn about you, and then decide to maybe, you know, go to your website or pick up the phone and decide maybe this is a product or service that I might need or need info about. So what do you think is the best way to approach those people or even to catch their eye? What are some of the techniques and strategies you like to use with your clients?
So for me, I like to, whenever I'm creating a logo or an ad, I think about the audience that my client is trying to attack. Attract. And
attack too. It's a war out there. It's a war out there.
It really is.
It's okay
it
to
really
attack.
Is. That was kind of a Freudian slip. But you know, who are they trying to attract? What demographic? Who are going to be the people that are mainly attracted to their product? And then I go from there. I see what everyone else is doing and what's working for everyone else.
Is there certain colors that they should be using, or maybe is there a certain trending technique or campaign right now that seems to be popping on social media?
Yes. So right now I'm doing t-shirts for myself, and I'm noticing that the work, like, not so much graphic, but more words, more sayings, is what's kind of popular right now. So that's what I'm going with. But coming up with my own sayings and my own, you know. So what I would do is try to be the same, but be different at the same time. You know, like, try to take what's out there and make it better. Make
right.
it pop more. Make it make you know. So where you don't fall into the, you don't fall, like you don't get lost. You kind of stand out. Be different while being the same, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally. You know, because you want to be unique and, but you just want to.
But you don't
want
to be too unique because.
Well, then what? Then
you
it's
don't
not working.
Be too, right. You don't,
yeah. you don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Look crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to look crazy. That's right, because people aren't going to want to work with some crazy people. That is totally
exactly.
That is totally right. And is there anything else that you could think of in order to really make your message clear? So is there something that you've used before that helps do that? Is a certain phrase or is there something that you've noticed that is, you know, like a direct call to action besides buy now or click here, you know, something. Is there something that jumps out at people that seems to work?
For me, what I'm noticing is that catchphrases, like with my t-shirts, my catchphrase is say it with your chest. Come up with a catchphrase, something that people are going to remember.
Okay. Something they're going to remember. Yeah. And that'll jump right off the page and hopefully into somebody's pocketbook at the end of the day, but they get a product or service that they're ecstatic about. So Christine,
right.
give your website, would you, for me?
My website is greater. I'm so sorry. I had to go outside because my granddaughter decided she wanted to scream all day. But my website is greatergraphicsinc.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much
and,
for coming
and
on.
You can,
and
you,
go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say you can set up a consultation, buy a t-shirt. Everything is on my website.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear. Welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven platform. And make sure you book your spot for next month. We'll talk to you then.
Okie doke. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, Jersey Girl. We'll talk to you next month.
Okie doke.
All right. So we are a little over on time. Terry is not going to be able to make it today, so we're just going to move everybody around a tiny bit. Bear with me, peeps. It is 12:17. I'm going to bring in our next guest here in a second, but I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who's been listening, especially the live listeners of the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. You remember last month we were at 960,000 live listeners just on that one platform. And, of course, thank you everyone who's been listening on demand on all of the 16 podcast players and platforms that we are listed on. We encourage you to join our community. Connect with us on social media. You can subscribe also on the Rumble. They censor less than YouTube. Let's put it that way. YouTube gives us strikes that we don't even post there anymore. Rumble just doesn't let you know that we have new shows, even though I'm listing at least 3 videos per week. So if you think, hey, listen, I've subscribed, I haven't seen anything. Oh, it's there. They just don't send out that notification. So that's their version of censorship. So everybody's censoring. But we are, our buddy over at Mike Adams at Brighteon isn't censoring. So we're going to be posting on there. We're going to be posting and getting our own channel on Clout Hub here very shortly. And then we're going to move on over to posting over on Gab because those guys are not censoring. And we need to go where the people let the people tell the truth, share the stories, and, of course, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. And don't forget, go ahead and join our newsletter so then you can get the information about all the incredible partners and resources on our platform, everything, homeresourceplatform.com. So if you go to the website on the homepage, you will see a big graphic there that says links. That'll take you to all the social media links so you can subscribe and tell us who you want to hear from, what kind of guests you want, what kind of content you want to hear, what do you want to learn so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. And of course, the newsletter is in the lower right-hand corner of all the website pages and on your phone. And the most recent episode of this show scrolls across the very bottom to make it easy for you to listen to. And you can subscribe to any of the podcast players right there on the homepage. There's all kinds of graphics. It is a very Fisher Price website, very visual, so that way you can find things easily. And of course, you just click on all of the graphics and it'll take you to various websites for all the resources and all the links that you need. So please go check that out. Everything, homeresourceplatform.com. All right, it's 12:19. I think it's time to name on our next guest. I think, did I cover everything? I believe I did. Oh, except please make sure, No, please share this platform, share this show with all of your friends and family. We want to make sure that everybody has the resources that they need to make a change in their life, to make a change in their business, and to join it together, because it's Join Together June, and make a difference in their community. All of the information, literally, is at our Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And we're live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Time to bring on my next guest, another new partner. We love the new partners. My next guest is Gary O'Neill Jr. He's a professional life coach with the simple goal of helping clients articulate their desires, identify goals, and overcome obstacles with three simple steps: seeing, planning, and doing. Novel concept, everybody. Big auto round of applause, audience. Gary, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that round of applause and that intro. I really appreciate that. That was great.
Oh, you're very welcome. The audience loves anything about life coaching. They love to become better people and learn how to do that. Let's put it this way, with the path of least resistance, because they still are a little lazy. They're still a little lazy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to keep asking, how do I do this? How do I make my business better? How do I make my life better? But that's okay. Everybody is in that same category. I'm even in that same category. And I'm sure that you have points throughout the day, maybe during the week, that you're there too. So we're all in the same boat, but we all need that nudge. We need that inspiration, that motivation, and those tips from people like yourself to get us back on track when we veer off the path, right?
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, the thing about getting on track, if you think about a train track, it's there. You just have to get back on it. So I definitely identify that. Even me as a life coach, I got to get back on track on certain things and have to re-energize and motivate myself and look for motivation from other people. So, and motivation inside. So I definitely co-sign that statement.
Yeah, so since you're new to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's go into some tips for people to kind of turn things around. You know, we are almost halfway through the year.
Yeah, but it's okay because we still got time. So thank you again for inviting me to the show. My name is Gary O'Neill Jr., and I'm a professional life and business coach. I'm a motivational speaker, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm the host of the See, Plan, Do show, my podcast. So like you said, let's get into what people always ask me. And the biggest thing is that they want, and they say, how can I get what I want? And I get that asked all the time. And the biggest thing I tell people, just like what's the name of my show, what I identify with, if you look up the hashtag, you'll see it all the time, is see, plan, and do. That's really it. While it's just three simple words, it's pretty in-depth as far as what you have to do. The first thing is seeing. A lot of people, if you say, hey, what do you want? A lot of times we have to, you know, people may say, well, I don't know. You know, and some things we might say, yeah, I have a pretty good idea, but you have to be very clear about what you want. If you want to lose weight, how much weight do you want to lose? If you want to start a business, what does that business look like? If you want to create a podcast, hey, what's the name of your podcast? And where are you going to what platform you're going to use? You know, what's it about? And so we have to be very, very clear about what we want. And so that's just sitting down and just saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to identify exactly what I want. So even right now, if I would say, hey, imagine an orange. A lot of people may say, you know what? I'm going to think about an orange in my mind. You know, what color is it? What size is it? You know, imagine opening it. And what is it? What do you see when you open it? And with that, that's just simple. If you can take an orange that you're not even having in front of you, you can imagine an orange, then guess what? You can do whatever you want. You need to have that crystal clear vision. Make sense?
Oh, it totally makes sense. I think that's the biggest thing that people, or the biggest obstacle they have, is that they might think what they want in their head, but they really need to put it on paper. Because as we've talked about numerous times before, once you put a pen to paper, it has a different reaction in your brain. Plus, now you actually have created a plan without even realizing it. You're kind of putting together your own strategy. And even if you do have that, you've done that before, you know, you need that refresher because, you know, things change. You need to adjust. We need to bob and weave, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you said write it down. You have to write it down, guys. People tell me all the time, oh, I got it up here. I'm like, your homework is you need to write it down. Because as you said, when you write it down, what happens when now we're into the planning, so you saw what you want. You know what it looks like. And a lot of times people, even if you don't know what it looks like, you know what you don't want. So even if you say, I don't want this, then guess what? You really know what you do want. Just flip it. Imagine if you're cooking, you flip, you got that spatula in your hand. So if you know what you don't want, you know what you want. Then we go right into planning, and you have to plan. There is nothing that will be successful if you don't plan. And if you don't really plan, you pay for it in consequences, whether it's your time, your energy, your money, you lose opportunities. You have to plan it out. Even being on the show, you set up a plan on, hey, how do we get on the show? You talk to us about, hey, what do you need to do? What time we need to call you? Things like that. So what is your plan? You got to have a plan. What is your plan? And it has to be pretty detailed. And it doesn't have, you know, doesn't have to have each second, but you have to have an overall general plan on how do I get what I want? And you have to remove the idea that you can't. Now, some things you may have to understand that they may not be in your journey, right? Like I'm 41, I'm 6'8". If I said right now, hey, I want to be a NBA player, at 41, most people have already retired. So that dream would sort of be unrealistic. But guess what? If I say, hey, I want to play in a basketball league, you know, in the area, that's easy. But plan it out. How am I going to do this? And the biggest thing I offer people is stop saying you can't. I can't do this. Because when you say I cannot, your brain shuts down and say, okay, well, cool. Hey, you can't do it, so I'm not even going to worry about it. But if you say, I want to lose 30 pounds, get into the habit of saying, how can I do this? Because then you put your brain at work. Your brain is going to start thinking about it and then create a formula and then create a plan. You have to plan. And if you don't have if you have poor planning, leads to poor performance. Well, I'm pretty sure you and I both have listened to podcasts that maybe they didn't plan as well. Or if you see things that maybe they didn't plan as well. Or people that are listening, if you went through things and you saw how people had poor planning and how it led to poor performance, you have to be able to plan. You have to have a plan.
Yeah, and I think that's the tip for the weekend that needs to just seep into everybody's heads and stick is you have 2 days until Monday comes around. So it's a great time to put that plan together. And the last one is doing. What are we going to be doing?
Yeah, the last time I checked, there's a great athletic company that said, just do it. And so that's really it. Once you saw it, you visualized it. You made it a crystal idea in your mind. You planned it out. You put a plan together. And now you have to do it. You have to do it. And what I mean by that is I know it's like, hey, just do it. But there are a lot of dead squirrels in the road because they did not make a decision one way or the other. And you have to say, you know, I had a client recently that was, she wanted to do an ebook. All right, great. She saw what it looked like. We planned it out. We put it together. And then at the end, she said, oh, I'm afraid I won't get any sales. I said, there's no way you will not get sales. This is impossible that you will not get it. I will buy one, so at least you have one sale on the book. And in 3 weeks, guys, I know sometimes when you hear people talking, like some people exaggerate. I'm not exaggerating. I don't benefit from exaggerating. Within 3 weeks after she said, you know what, I'm going to do it. She did it. We published it. In 3 weeks, she sold over 60. That's 20 a week. She said she wasn't even going to sell one. I didn't even buy one. She sold 60. Because guess what? You have to do it. This world is built on action. If you watch a movie, guess what? Action. That means we have to do something. And if you say, hey, you know what? I have a great idea. I want you to take, if you're listening right now, just take 2 minutes and start working on it. whatever it is, you want to lose weight, take 2 minutes to come up with a plan and do it. Do something, but you have to do. The word in it is do. There are some sharks that are in the water that you know, there's some sharks that you have to, that they have to keep swimming around, or they die. And you have to mm-hmm. think about it like that with you. If you don't think about it, you will die. And that's it. And so you have to keep moving. You have to keep changing. You have to do something. Because I hate for anybody listening to this that you're at the end of your life, you're at the end of your journey, and you are surrounded. Les Brown talked about this. You are surrounded by the ghosts of goals and opportunities that you did not achieve. And so you have to do it. If you planned it out, you have to do it. And that takes conviction. That takes effort. That takes will. You have to say, you know what, I'm going to do this no matter what. When I have clients that talk to me and they say, well, I want to do this. And I'll ask them, what are you committed on doing?
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it.
Yeah, the commitment. They first, you know, you got to identify what really it is. What are you willing to do to get there? I really like the effect. I like the analogy about the sharks because you need to really take the action. And there's never an opportune time. Everything's not going to always be perfect. And if you're going to keep pushing that off or waiting, next thing you know, a week goes by, a month goes by, 6 months goes by, and you're like, I haven't started it yet. So Walt Disney had a great quote. Yeah, and Walt Disney's quote was something along the lines of, in order to start to something about starting to doing, you have to start doing. In order to make things happen, you have to start doing. I butchered that, but I think the people that know the quote know the quote. Yeah.
We all get it. I recently had an episode entitled 243 because 242 times Howard Schultz, the owner of Starbucks, got turned down by banks. Disney got turned down 302 times. J.K. Rowling, years have been turned down. Now we have Harry Potter, we have Disney World, we have Starbucks, we have all these different things that are out here because history and society shows us that we respect the doer. We respect the doer. If you just say, hey, I have a plan, oh, I thought about this, it doesn't matter. You have to do it. And I want everybody, for your homework, I want you to look up Teddy Roosevelt's quote, his speech, entitled The Man in the Arena. And it's about you doing the work, getting in there and getting that work done. So sometimes social media shows us, they give us an illusion that it's just easy. Think of it that all the sexy parts that we see, that's just it. You just wake up and now you're a millionaire, you're an Instagram model, or you're doing this or doing that. That's not the way the world works. You have to do it. And that's all that matters. You have to put in the work.
Yeah,
really
you're so right.
A really quick story. My son does not like math. My son does not like math. And so he was learning how to do double-digit multiplication. So we went over it. I showed him how to do it. And then the next day, he seemingly got all of the questions right. And I said, this is great. And I said, I asked him one thing. Where is the work? And he looked around and said, oh, what do you mean? I said, you did these multiplication problems. Where is the work? And, you know, unfortunately, he was being mischievous, and he used
cheated.
A calculator.
Yeah.
Right, and he cheated. And so a lot of times we see in society that we only respect the work. So make sure you put in the work.
Yeah. The work is the most important part, and we love to skip that. We love to take the shortcuts, and we can't. Interesting that you brought up Teddy Roosevelt and the man in the arena. That poem for that speech is actually listed on our homepage. I've made a graphic of it, and I also put it on our Take Action tab because when people are taking action, I want them to read that before they really decide, hey, here are some of the options that I can do in order to take action to grow my business, enhance the quality of my life, and make a difference in our communities. So it's right there in front of your face, guys. You can go check it out. Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and of course on the homepage. So Gary, please give your website and plug your podcast real quick.
Absolutely. You can check out the Seed Plan Do show. I drop episodes each and every Tuesday. So after you listen to this amazing show, please make sure you make your way to my show, and I drop episodes each and every Tuesday. You can always go back and binge watch them in season four right now. You can go to cplandushow.com. That's www.seeplando.com. If you're looking to get an assist, a bump, you're looking for someone to assist you in manifesting your heartfelt desires and goals, I'm always available. I'm accepting new clients. You can check me out at lifecoachgaryoneiljr.com. That's lifecoach, G-A-R-R-Y. I have two R's in my name. R-R-Y-O-N-E-A-L-J-R.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary. We're going to add your podcast to our Must Listen To page, and that's on the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, so that way you can find Gary's show very easily amongst a bunch of other incredible partners that we have listed there. So, Gary, thank you so much for coming on. Great information today. I hope people take advantage of it.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
You are welcome, my friend. Make sure you jump on for next month, and we will talk to you then with some success stories. How about that?
Hey, absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You know, have a great weekend and a great Father's Day with that little cheater.
Oh, thank you.
No
so
more
much.
Cheating.
Thank you.
No more cheating, little guy. No more cheating.
No, yeah, I told him, man. That's it for that. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you
thank
next
you.
Month. All right. We're at 12:36. I am a little over. I apologize. I like Gary talks. I just kind of thought it was really important for everybody to listen to that. Just get that motivation, that inspiration, that reminder of what you kind of need to do to kick things into gear or reposition. And the weekend is a great time to do that. Again, you could always listen to 438 live segments of this show from incredible partners. You go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. You will see the purpose-driven partners segment. That's this one. And then you'll see the graphic. You can click on that. It'll give you the links to listen on the various podcast players. You can listen directly on the website, the actual player. You know, there's a designated player so you could see, or you could listen to all the episodes there too. Everything you need, literally everything you need is on this ultimate resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Speaking of Reopen America, we were talking about that earlier. Got all the resources here. Listen to a little commercial, give you some inspiration, some ideas on what you can find on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
And the tab at Reopen America Resource Center is on our website, so go check that out. There's every category that you could imagine. There's business, there's personal, there's entertainment, there's health, there's groups. Literally everything that you need, especially even shows that you should be watching or pay, you know, ones that'll help you out. So just click on that and check it out. And then don't forget about a marketplace, our marketplace. And that is, there's a marketplace tab. So if you click on that, you're going to go over to our marketplace, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, where we've partnered with 57 well-known websites and brands, all kinds of products and services that you're normally buying anyway. But if you go through our website, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. That's veterans, animals, and children. So you can get great products. You're never going to pay more if you go to our website. You're actually going to get some discounts that you probably won't if you go there to their sites directly. And you'll generate money to these nonprofits who can help them out. Because we know they're all struggling right now. You hear that a lot on this platform where we get feedback from people that are in that niche, and they're saying that their guys aren't even hurting. This way you don't have to write a check, but you can get some great great products and services. You know, like even for Father's Day, it's coming up. You know, you want to get some Omaha steaks. Dad wants a sports paraphernalia from like the NFL, not the NFL. We don't like them. We like the NHL, you know, because they love to sing the national anthem. The audience sings the national anthem. There's just another one the other day. And in New York, of all places, who knew, right there in Manhattan. Love that. Love that. So check that out. Go to the Marketplace tab, everything, homeresourceplatform.com. There's a lot of patriotic paraphernalia we added on there too. I Love My Freedom is another partner. And don't forget our big partner, Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Our promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. He's donating 20% to these nonprofit partners of ours. And you can save up to 66% on all of his products. Don't forget, he's got more than just pillows. He's got more than just those amazing Giza sheets that I sleep on that are the most comfortable and the most affordable that I've ever purchased. They've got bedding. They've got slippers. They've got all kinds of stuff. There's like 110 products. They do a lot of buy one, get one free. They do a lot of free shipping. So go check that out. Support Mike Lindell because he keeps getting kicked out for he keeps getting kicked out of the biggest box stores because they don't like that he's spreading the truth about what's going on in this country. So you can help him and you can help nonprofits at the same time and get yourself some great products and some incredible discounts. MyPillow.com, promo code H-O-M-E. Go check out the marketplace chat. Make a difference with your buying decisions and your choices. Generate some money for some nonprofits and not writing an extra check. How about that? 12:40, I'm a little over. I'm going to bring on my next guest. I apologize for being a little over on my time today. My next guest is Dan Perkins. He's an author, a speaker, a TV, a radio personality, and he is a veteran. So thank you for your service, Dan. And he's the host of Black and White on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, one of our platinum partners. Big round of applause for Dan Perkins. How are you, Dan?
I'm ecstatic about what I want to talk to you about today. I mean, it's just as much as we have exploded with blacks and whites to right now 1.8 million listeners, we introduced something on our show this week that I think is going to be as big as not, if not bigger than black and white. And that's hashtag cameras for the schools. We have, I did a commentary that's on flags and cross and flags, and it'll be on my website, danperkins.guru, probably within the next day or so. And what I basically said, and this is roughly the title of the article, public schools teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and masturbation.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, is that they're really implementing all of this sexual behavior and information into the schools at an incredibly young level. And it is just, it's actually disgusting. And if you think about it, I saw something I don't know what post I saw it on, but if they're doing that, that's actually, that's a crime, because that's pornography in the school. And the parents should be reporting it to the police, because that is a form of pornography, especially at a young age. It's just it's mind-blowing that this is happening. In addition, of course, critical race theory and other nonsense that's going on tell kids lies. It's all lies, Dan.
Yeah, what we as parents don't know is very frightening. For example, let me give you a statistic from the U.S. Department of Education. In the state of California, 422,000 students will be sexually assaulted by the time they leave high school. Principal source of the sexual harassment are teachers and coaches. There's a teacher in L.A. County School District where the school district paid for 100 families $169 million in settlement for the attack by this teacher. We don't know, because it's not in the press, we don't know how unsafe our schools really are. And I mean both mentally and physically. And what happened, the expansion of the reaction to the critical race theory was really a result of the schools going viral and using the internet and cameras to teach children on a remote basis. And when parents started to hear what was going on in the classrooms, they got angry. And so what I'm saying is, you need to know what's going on in that classroom. If we continue as a nation to fall in test scores in reading and math and language, we're probably 12th, 13th in the world. There's a story that was in the, I had this woman, this teacher on my program on Wednesday. There's a story in Monday morning's New York Post of a school in Brooklyn, her school where she used to work. She got fired from it. They're spending $27,000 a year per student to produce students who can't pass the tests. $27,000 per student, and they can't pass the test.
Crazy.
The physical abuse, the videos that I've seen that students have actually filmed. There's a video of a teacher that the student is, one of the students is filming her. She is openly in the classroom attacking a student because he's gay. And wow. I have seen many, many videos where one of the most disturbing was this elementary school teacher, a black man of very significant size, just beating the hell out of a small kid. And there was a picture, and a teacher walks in to see what's going on and turns around and goes back out. We have this misconception that teachers are angels. Well, some of them probably are, but there are some that are endangering both the mental health and the physical health of our children. And so Daryl and I have started hashtag cameras in the classrooms. And what we're going to do, there's an organization called No Left Turns in the Schools, which is not only opposed to critical race thinking, but a bunch of other things that's going on in the education system. And we're actually forming an alliance where we're going to work with them in promoting cameras in the classroom, and they're going to work with us in their other projects, so that we're going to form an alliance to begin to bring to the attention to tens of thousands, if not millions of parents, what's going on in the classrooms by getting cameras in the classroom.
Well, that's great that you guys have joined forces with them. I'm a little bit familiar with the organization. I know they're doing some incredible work. The more people can get on board, the more they can know about it, the better. But it's just sad that this is happening at an escalated rate all over the country. And it makes you wonder, has it been going on all this time, we just didn't know about it? Or is it all of a sudden, has it really kicked into gear because the teachers, the administration, the superintendent, the school boards, I mean, what are they doing? Let's put it this way. It doesn't matter why, it's what are we going to do about it? Why, if we spend all our time figuring out why, there's no point. Don't waste the effort. The effort and the take action needs to be, what are we going to do to stop it and to get things turned around? So, Dan, do you want to give the websites for the podcast or for yourself?
Sure. The show is blacksandwhites.us. My podcast or my site that gives you links to all the things that I do is danperkins.guru.
And there's a lot on there, and I'm so proud of you guys for what you've been doing with the show, the growth, and these new movements and efforts that you're doing to make a big difference. So congratulations to you and Daryl. Global Enlightenment Radio Network. This Wednesdays at 12:30 Eastern Time is the show, and of course we're going to have that on our must listen to page over at the Take Action tab on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, so you can easily find it. Dan Perkins, thank you for what you're doing, sir.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, we love having you on. So we'll talk to you next month, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, what a crazy, this is a crazy world we live in. You know, it just seems to getting more ridiculous. So it is time for everybody to take action. You know, your parents, you need to pay attention. You need to know what's going on in the schools. You also need to know what's going on in the communities. Look at here. Look at what's going on in Scottsdale. Look what's going on in Arizona. You know, we're going to be talking about the border here in a little bit with Sheriff Mark Daniels. And what I'm going to do before we bring on Tammy, since we're going into the business mode, we're going to do a little business. We're going to get you some business tips that you can do this weekend and finish off, join together June with some growth. We're going to talk business growth.
Let's get down to business.
All right, I'm trying to give you a business tip on every show. I need you to grow your business, right? We want to grow those businesses. We want to help everybody out. We want to help small business owners. We want to help the entrepreneurs. So there's only 13 days left in Join Together June. Isn't that crazy? We're already headed to July. So this weekend, what you need to do is you make a list of 20 contacts who you think will be great collaboration partners. And your marketing strategy is easy. You're going to promote each other in your newsletters, and you're going to share each other's posts for the remainder of the month. Simple stuff, joining together, reaching out, getting to know a new clientele, new customers, new databases, and sharing some great quality content for each other. So make your list, pick up the phone. Yes, pick up the phone, have a conversation. Let's go back to those conversations and make it happen, everybody. That's simple stuff. Going back to the basics, it's amazing. When two people talk, what can happen? Amazing stuff. Just real quick, I want you to hear our promos for a purpose. Purpose-driven business, partnership, and marketing experience. Listen to the commercial and a little plug. We're doing purpose-driven businesses. It's the wave of what's going on. It's what everybody's doing. We talked about the other day with Kay McDonald. It's how you help the community and make a difference.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Perfect way to keep going with Join Together June, everybody. It's all about collaboration. So way to go, way to go. Human to human contact. Who knew? All right, it is 12:52. Let me bring on our next guest because we're in business mode now. The next guest is Tammy Girl Lenan. She's an author, speaker, Navy veteran. Thank you for your service, young lady. And she's a hashtag marketing expert and founder of Profitable Shenanigans. Big round of applause for the hashtag queen. Tammy Girl, how are you?
Happy Friday. Good. Thanks for having me back. How are you doing? Woo! Girl, I got to listen. I always love listening to the guests before I come on your show. And so I'm sitting here writing notes, biting my tongue, and I just love the fact that your show stimulates sexual conversations. So thank you for what you do besides sharing entrepreneurs with the platforms, right? I'm learning different areas where, you know, people really need educated. And Dan was a very powerful guest. I agree with very little about what he said because I do work in the mental health realm, but I would love to connect with him and actually do a show about his thoughts on some things and how we could work together to help him with his hashtag campaign. Safety in schools is important. Cameras just document abuse. They don't stop it, and the damage is already done. And there's a lot of things that need to be implemented for counseling and teacher training long before they start their own cameras in classrooms. But
well, you know what? The great thing about this platform, and you know that because you've been a partner for so long, mm-hmm. is that the partners are getting benefits from this too because they can now learn some more information from another great partner. They can go ahead and reach out to that person and then start, collaborating those partnerships, Join Together June. The audience can do it too. That's what it's all there for. It is literally the ultimate resource platform for that very reason. So people can get information on various topics. Obviously we want to grow our business and we want to always enhance the quality of our lives, make a difference, especially in our communities, But, you know, you've got a topic like this where now people can collaborate that they didn't even know each other existed. They didn't even necessarily know this is like a hot topic or something that was a big need for the collaboration or to get the information out there or a different take on it where now a campaign can be successful where more people can benefit. That's what we're doing. We're wanting to just bring everybody into one spot, one location, and it's all right there, everybody. Everything home at resourceplatform.com. You just got to take a look, got to scroll. You'll become a scrolling fanatic. Scrolling fanatic
The platform you provide is a dying breed, and I'll tell you why. We have been taught avoidance versus communication now in this world, right? If I don't agree with you, I block you, I try to get you fired. There's all these things, right? And when I grew up, they had debate club because they wanted you talking to people you didn't agree with. And I love the fact that your show allows everyone to come with different views. Everybody is respectful. And a lot of great things come together. For example, when somebody like myself doesn't agree with someone else, there's other people from your platform I have worked with. And we've actually come up with great solutions for things that we went into the conversation 100% not agreeing with each other, right? And so I think, what you do is really, really important. And as they censor you on more platforms, people really do need to follow you over to other platforms, not to stick it to social media, but to realize, the art of conversation is lost, right? And now we just have a bunch of people yelling and screaming and causing wars just because they don't like what somebody says. And that's why I love your show, because I honestly get to hear about people that I normally wouldn't, right? I say tell you, I probably wouldn't go over and listen to Dan Perkins' show. We don't agree on a lot of things, but hearing him on your show and hearing how passionate he is and everything else, I'm now like, I don't agree with that. And I really want to have a conversation with him. So thank you for what you do. You just go out and put others first so much on your platform. And it's more than business. It really is getting great things done in communities. And I hope more people, take notice of that. I really do truly consider you a community hero. And I know you brought me to talk about hashtags, but that's not really important at this point for me on this Friday, right? Being able to just go have a conversation with people you don't agree with is very, very important, and we're losing that skill very quickly in this world.
Well, thank you for saying all that. I didn't expect it. Got me a little choked up. You're spot on with what I'm trying to do. I want to provide people with an opportunity to hear different points of view. And like you said, it's about business, but it's all about the community and conversations too. And that's why, having people in segments within 7 minutes, and yes, I do go over, it happens. It's just because that's life. Sometimes the conversation, I try to get everybody, wrangled. It's like herding cats sometimes. Mm-hmm. So people will have a lot to share, and I know that, but I want to make sure everybody gets in there. But having them in seven minutes and then having at least five guests, and then, of course, I added the patriotic soapbox so we could do deeper dives on more topics. That way you can cram as much as you can in that hour to 2 hours. So you're getting a little snippet, and you're getting enough information that you're either interested or it fires you up or it gives you a solution or it's going to engage you to have a conversation with somebody, which ends up, I have a feeling that this new campaign they're going to do, Cameras for the Schools, is going to get the attention it needs, especially, you're the queen of the hashtags. So, and you might give them some feedback or information that will make it even more successful based on your personal experiences and the extra work that you do that has nothing to do with hashtags because you're in that environment. So I appreciate you recognizing that. And I agree with you. I hope more people share this show with their family, friends, and contacts because the end all benefit, everyone wins. It's a win-win situation for everybody. And it kind of goes, like I said, back to the basics where there's conversation, there's communication and good old fashioned networking. We like that. We like the good old days when it comes to that kind of dialogue. There's nothing wrong with that. Joining together. Join together, Zoom, people. It's time. It's time to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. The good old days where, guess what? You don't have to agree with everything from every person. You should be able to be friends with people you don't agree with on certain things. And you should be able to – I hate the fact that we have this mentality in the country now where if I eat at a certain restaurant, that means I'm supporting some evil, horrible thing. No, they got amazing chicken. It's expensive. I'm going to eat it. I don't. My best friends in the world are LGBT community drag show queens, but I'm going to eat the best chicken. You know, it's
right.
Just, it's
I'm
really
here for the chicken,
Felix. Walk away. Don't be messing with my food. I used to weigh 300 pounds. I was just a fat girl. Don't be messing with I'm not buying dad food because you feel some kind of way. That's the thing, right? Just because you shop somewhere or you go on a certain station doesn't mean you agree 100% with everything. I've never met a human being on this planet, even the good Lord above, where I have agreed with 100% of everything that they thought. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It's supposed to stimulate conversation, not face spaces and avoidance. We teach avoidance, not navigation. And really, sorry, actually my next book, Not to Be Used for Navigation, is huge about this particular thing of we're teaching avoidance. Stay away from people you don't agree with and get them fired. We're not. How are people going to learn? How are people going to possibly get their mind changed? I don't block people on my platforms. The dumber you are, the less you get blocked because it's your dumbass that needs to hear what we're saying. And hopefully, if we can change one dumbass a month, we're doing the world a good thing.
Right.
And we're not even giving people that opportunity. We're just blocking them if they don't agree with us. You can't teach them if they can't hear your message.
No, you can't do that. But, you know, we need to pick up this conversation, but the good sheriff is in the queue, so I want to bring him on. We'll talk out there, and we'll do a special segment. I'll have you jump on the soapbox so we can do a deeper dive on this. So give your website, Ms. Tammy Girl.
It's Tammy Girl, TammyGirl.com. I am at I am Tammy Girl on every platform. Yes, I am the hashtag queen, but we do deeper than that. We do a lot of celebrity management, tour logistics, and we help people navigate change. You can't avoid it. And I think that's the theme of your show today. We got to navigate, not avoid. There's a lot of changes going on in business out there on all the social media platforms, and you got to learn how to navigate them. We will help you do that. So thank you for all you do. I know we got off topic, but I love your show, and I really do truly am grateful for, you know, the platform you're giving people to make true change in our community. So thank you for that. And I look forward to talking to you next month.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, my friend, for your support. It's been wonderful. So we'll talk and we'll get you on the soapbox. So you have a great weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too. Bye.
And thank you again for everything that you said. All right. It's 1:02. We are going to bring on the sheriff, a man who's protecting this country. But first I want to play a little soundbite to get you in the mood. Because you know why? This is the reason why we have a problem in this whole country with illegal immigration and the border. This is why. Listen.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border.
All right, well, we're going to get the truth here. So it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in sitting shotgun is my special guest, Sheriff Mark Daniels. He's the long arm of the law down at the border in Cochise County, Arizona. The hardest working, freedom fighting, and citizen protecting guy we got. Thank God for men like Sheriff Daniels, who's putting law enforcement before politics. Audience, big round of applause. Sheriff Daniels, welcome to Everything Home.
Well, thank you, Michelle, and thank you for that kind introduction. And because I share I share our passion to keep our community safe and the quality of life that our citizens expect by many other sheriffs and police chiefs and law enforcement at all levels. So thank you so much for that nice introduction.
You're welcome. And you can steal any of the summary, the write-up that I gave him, and use any of that because it's true. You know, you're really on – when we say border, you literally are – Cochise County is on the border of Arizona. So you are living this nightmare every day with you and your entire law enforcement staff and your community.
Well, we are. Cochise County is the third largest landmass county in the country. It's just under 6,300 square miles, and we're holistic. We're the only county, haven't been proven wrong on this, Michelle, where we're named after a tribal chief, Cochise, rich in tribal history, and we have 83 miles of international border. So it's a challenge just on landmass alone, and then with our virtual system and the challenges when it comes to smuggling this county. It puts a lot of pressure on this office.
And just verify that this is the worst you've ever seen the border be on what's going on right now. Is this the worst you've ever seen it?
I would say yes, and I'll tell you, let me explain why. In the 90s, we had huge influx of smuggling. But the difference between 90s and what we're seeing today is the violence and the propensity to assault officers, to risk our citizens. Back in the 90s, we'd catch large groups standing on a corner coming through property, but they weren't harmful in that aspect. And the other aspect is they were properly dealt with. What's going on now is an administration that has failed, as your intro showed with Vice President Harris and the President Biden. Failure to address the southwest border puts everybody at high risk, not just our border communities, 31 border counties, but the country as a whole.
Yeah, it's at the point where every town is turning into a border town because the influx of people, and you're not talking thousands, tens of thousands, you're talking hundreds of thousands of people that are coming through. And those are the ones that you've got ones you're catching, ones that you know that are coming through because you personally have an incredible technology system where you're seeing all this activity, and they're being shipped all over the country. I mean, up here in Mayor Corruption County, we've got three hotels where they are bringing people in, the illegal aliens, and they're having them stay there for 72 hours, and then they're shipping them all over the country. And it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's literally human trafficking, sex slave industry, where they're creating more people and shipping them all over the country. And when I say, you know, every town's a border town, you're talking Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, Ahwatukee, which you would be like, there's here? Yeah, guess what? It's here. So can you imagine, everyone that's listening, how many are near you that you just don't know about, and how many other ones are in Arizona we just haven't found out about them? It is unbelievable, Sheriff, that this is happening. What are we, before we talk about what we can do as citizens, I want you to share really what's going on so people can have a reality check, because what they're seeing or hearing or lack thereof on, you know, even the news sources that call themselves non-mainstream media, they're not even reporting all the facts.
Well, it's a great question, and I wish more media would address it that way. The face of this problem is in Texas, per the media. And what I mean by that is, you know, the emotional drained hearts of kids being dropped from fences by cartels and smugglers. But they're still children. They're still moms. That's what the picture's being displayed by national media. That's Texas. Now let's go to the rest of the southwest border, to include Texas, where you're not being shown, and that is the covert smuggling. That is the smuggling they don't want to tell you about, they don't want you to see. This fiscal year, just under the federal government's camera system on the southwest border, they've had 200,000 seen on camera. That's the one seen on their camera system that have got away. The Tucson sector, which includes my region, we've had 60,000 plus this fiscal year. Wow. That's just in the Tucson southeast corner of the state of Arizona. That's covert smuggling, 100% sponsored by cartels, where people are being servant to the cartels, being exploited by the cartels, all genders. But what I see in my region is 20-year-old, 30-year-old males that are being smuggled through here. But you put that back in perspective, Michelle, you look at that, these 200,000 people, and by the way, 1,100 a day are getaways on the southwest border. Every day, 1,100 get in our country. We have no idea who they are, what their intent is. There's a reason they're not going to Texas and just giving up. They want in the country, and they do not want to be caught. Now everybody says, oh, they're looking for a better way of life. You can do that in Texas right now. You can do that at port of entries right now. But when you're getting smuggled and camouflaged into these destinations, these urban communities throughout the United States, and then into rural communities when it comes to drugs and everything else, I'm telling you, it is a deadly, deadly decision, because the return on this is not going to be good. 9/11 should have taught us all something in this country. We had 3,000-plus Americans killed that day by evil. We need to have secure borders, and that should be alarming to everybody out there.
It's not penetrating, though. I think it's because people are relying on sources like social media or some of these mainstreams. And like I even mentioned, the alternative news sources isn't reporting it. I had Marianne Mendoza on about a month ago, and I know she's a good friend of yours. She's helping with the border rally that you guys are having on the 25th down at the border. And what was interesting is I've been keeping track. And anytime that there's information, I'm writing it down so I have some statistics. And she'd come on the show, and I grabbed my notes, and I realized that the last time I had current statistics were from a month ago. And I said, Marianne, I just realized this is confirming the problem, because of all the sources that I've been paying attention to for all these months, they're constantly giving updates. And then when I grabbed the notes, I went, oh my God, there's no updates. That means no one's really talking about it for the past month, because as soon as I hear something, I write it down. And my sources haven't changed. I haven't stopped listening to certain people or shows. They stopped talking about it. And I said, that is a huge problem, that they're not talking about it when they need to be, because it's getting worse. It is tremendously getting worse. Do you want to talk about how it's affecting your community down in Cochise County? And then of course the officers that you have. And then I want you to talk about the Border Patrol agents that are no longer enforcing the border, because I want people to realize where the time and effort is being spent with the enforcement that's down there, how it's being misallocated on purpose.
Well, what's happened in my county, respectively, is we've lost all our checkpoints. They're down. So our secondary defense line is shut down, which is a straight shot for the pursuits. I was talking to the DPS director yesterday here in Arizona. Their pursuits are up 300%. Mainly because of the smuggling efforts, and they run. So they see law enforcement, from my deputies to DPS to Border Patrol, they run. And that's a huge community risk. The trespass calls that we're receiving, the rescues by search and rescue, you name it. And then you look at drugs. And since January 1 of this year till end of May, just in Cochise County off the Sheriff's Office camera system in this region of the state, we've had over 15,000 illegals on our camera. Now, you put that in perspective, we were a year ago. A year ago, 1,800.
Wow.
We were 10 times higher this year. We've had 40 drug smugglers and over 800 pounds of illicit drugs. Now, you look at that, and what I'm saying to you, Michelle, is the fact that we did some great strides to make Cochise County the quality of life and embrace that in Cochise County and beyond. And to see us today where we are, somebody has to take responsibility. I always would take responsibility, the good, the bad, and when it's not working. Right now it's not working. But unfortunately, it's out of my control, because this president, this vice president, and this administration continues to use, I call them very kind choice of words like, oh, we have control of the border. If this is control, I'd hate to see no control. Second to that is when they won't admit there's a problem. First step of fixing a problem is recognizing it. And I heard the interview with Vice President Harris. Wow. What a disappointment for the nation's second most powerful leader in the world, and to act that way. What a shame.
Yeah, it's like they don't care. They created the problem. They lifted the laws, the rules, what we had in place under President Trump that was working, like was keeping everything safe. I mean, obviously, you're giving statistics right now to show examples, you know, 15,000 illegals compared to 1,500. I know when you and I talked the other day, you said you had, there was 40 drug smugglers that you have either caught on camera in the past 2 years, you haven't had any. So, I mean, you're seeing a huge rise in all of this, and it's literally by design. And that's what Americans need to realize. This is being done for a reason. It's being done with an agenda because you've been in this position for a very long time. You know what works, what doesn't work at the border. So you know how to solve this, and you know what needs to be done, but nobody wants to listen to you, and they certainly aren't getting – they're not having a coalition of all the sheriffs across the country and saying, hey, how can we solve this? Even though we know it was work, what we did before was working, but you haven't even been approached or asked what, you know, the guys on the front lines, they're not asking you. They don't want your input.
Well, the first problem is, Michelle, and going back to the solutions here is we got to get the politics out of policing. I mean, sheriffs throughout this country, police, and, you know, are trusted by their people within their respective communities because we've been voted and elected in. Second of all, we got to work collectively on the efforts of public safety. We share powers. I share powers as sheriff. Federal Border Patrol shares immigration powers I don't have. But together, we work these collective efforts. We do a lot of good to enhance that and embrace that quality of life. But most important in this whole thing is we need our nation's leader to come out and say, we will have secure borders. We will enforce the rule of law. And there will be consequences if you don't. Unfortunately, when you don't prioritize those kind of statements and you turn your head and you laugh about it or you don't prioritize it and you put that in the back burner, every day this country is vulnerable to what's going on in the southwest border. 220 people are dying every day in this country from drug overdoses. 220. That's 220 families that are being affected every day. And 90% of all the illicit drugs, which, by the way, all 31 border counties on the southwest are all feeling the impact when it comes to drug smuggling by the cartels because agents are off the line right now, and now they're doing child care and processing and adult processing instead of taking care and securing our border and securing their oath of office. And it's no fault of CBP. I don't blame the Border Patrol agents. I blame the leadership behind this.
Well, it's actually, I would even say, lack of leadership behind it. Because they're not doing their job, so I don't want to give them. We don't want to give them any credit for any titles that they don't deserve. But let's just say we know that their intentions aren't going to change. They want as many bodies running across here for many different reasons. So what can we do as citizens in all over the country, not just Arizona? Like we said, every town's a border town. So if it's not there yet, you just either don't know about it or it's on its way. So what do you want us to do? What can the American people do at any level to try to get this? I mean, obviously we can't get it under control, but we've got to be able to do something. There's, you know, 330 million people. I have a feeling a large majority of them that can vote don't want this happening.
Well, you're hitting the key in the hole right there, and that is this. At a local level as a sheriff, if I ignored the rule of law or I let people commit crimes that deteriorated people's quality of life or put them in harm's way, I wouldn't be sheriff very long. This thing called recall, but we're at a smaller sample here when you look at that. They can reach out and touch me every day. As a sheriff, I try to be very responsive under the public safety lane. Now, you take that to the next step, and this is the first thing I always say. Know who you're voting for at the community level. Know your sheriffs. Know your fire board members. Know your school board members, your mayors, your board of supervisors. Know who you're voting for because when it gets fractured at the local level, good luck fixing it above that. So that's where it starts. Number two is we have in this state federal representation. You have Senator Kelly and you have Senator Sinema. They represent this state in Washington, D.C. I would say reach out to them. Citizens need to continue to reach out. Don't think your voice doesn't count because it truly does. Reach out to them. Let them know how you think. Even if you're talking to a staffer, write a letter, document it. Continue to do that until change is made. When silence prevails, nothing will change, I promise you. The National Sheriff Association, myself, Western Sheriff, Southwest Border, we have been very loud on this, and we'll continue to be loud because our oath of office says our job is to provide hope for our citizens and protect the people in this county and our respective counties. When we give that up and say, it's not doing any good, we quit, wow, Who suffers? The citizens. Who wins? Those with lack of leadership, like you just stated.
Yeah, it's just mind-blowing. But, you know, I want to give you some more credit, because, and I respect you so much for actually standing up for the law, taking the politics out of it, because I'm up, as I mentioned, up here in Mayor Corruption County, and our sheriff is not doing that. Our sheriff is not upholding the law. He is very deep into politics, and there's a lot of people who are familiar with it. You know, he's gotten money from Soros and the rest of the radical left to get him elected, you know, millions of dollars. He's continuing with their efforts to say, oh, it's a federal issue, can't do anything. And, you know, throws his hands up in the air because he's encouraging the problem. He wants this to keep happening here, obviously, and he's not enforcing the law. I know the sheriffs have a lot of power. We've been hearing about that over the past couple of months because everybody, you know, is shocked at what happened with the election, you know, with the different lack of enforcement of many things. And I know the sheriffs have a lot of power that we as regular citizens had no idea the power that you guys have. So is there anything that we can do to support the sheriffs or to do we don't want to bombard you with emails or phone calls or anything like that, but is there something that we can do that you need us to do so that gives you the ammunition? It gives you, maybe you say, hey, look at all these people that are wanting a change, that want me to enforce the law. Is there anything that we can provide to give you the ammo so you could take the next steps, talk to the people that are above you to make a difference for what needs to happen? Because I just feel helpless. Everybody feels helpless. And I know that's happening here, especially with these hotels that are going on. We're working on an angle on that, but we got to do more than just have a rally for us, at least up here. So what can we do to help you?
Well, I hear this doing national media bites here. I get a lot of comments throughout the country and letters, and I respond to them, and I talk to these people, whether it be from Michigan, Florida, wherever it may be, and I tell them, get to know your local leadership, and to include your sheriff. Whether you agree or disagree with your sheriff still needs to hear. There's not an elected leader out there that doesn't like to be, oh, we're doing it right. Thank you. Let me give you a hug. I get that. The reality is they also need to hear when it's not working. Whether it's going to be well received or not, they have a due obligation to hear that. And I hear too, sheriff, we think you need to start looking at that. I receive that. I evaluate it. I have my team evaluate it. And how do we get down the road with that? And people think it doesn't matter. It does matter because we work for the people in our respective communities. The day elected officials forget that, and you see it more in the urban areas where the bureaucracy is thicker, sad to say, in rural communities, which is 88% of all the policing in this country. That's why you have success. I truly believe that. And whether you're working for a town of a million or a town of 10, the bottom line is we still work for the people. We need to be responsive. Get a hold of your local elected leaders. Let them know when you agree or disagree. Even as painful as it might be or time cumbersome as it is, never give up that voice. If you give up your voice as a citizen, the evil will rule every time.
Well, then that's what we need to do. And we need to get some campaigns going here so people are encouraged to contact their local sheriffs in other parts of the Arizona, and then of course their local politicians. It's almost to the point where you just got to start blowing up everybody's emails and phones. Well, no, you know what I mean, not blowing up, but
no,
and then nationwide.
I
know, so you got to be so sensitive with, you know, what words you use. God forbid the adjective is taken out of context.
True.
But everybody on this platform knows what we mean. But it's interesting that you said 88% of all law enforcement is in rural areas. So those places actually have a better chance of creating a change because they that's like the low hanging fruit. So that should be encouraging for other parts of Arizona and for people that are listening outside of Arizona, that they could start doing something now and communicating and having those conversations. Because like I said, if they don't know that it's there yet, or they haven't figured it out, it's just because they don't know, but I guarantee it's there and it's coming. So at least way they can be, you know, a little bit of preventative enforcement here, preventative communication. So do you want to talk about the big conference that you guys have coming up before we, because I know you got to go about 1:30.
Yeah. First of all, we have the National Sheriff's Association Conference, their annual conference is in Phoenix, starting people rolling in this week into Phoenix, and then Monday they kick off for 4 days. And then Friday, FAIR, which is out of the East Coast, it's an organization that brings highlights to immigration reform. And when it's not working and when it is working. And so they're organizing a Secure the Border rally here in Cochise County on the 25th, next Friday. There's over 700 people that are coming down to the border here in Cochise County to speak and to support a secure border. I will be down there. I will be speaking down there. And so, again, just another movement, a peaceful assembly, a movement to secure our borders, secure our communities. So I'm excited about that next Friday.
Yeah, and I have it listed on our live events page on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Of course, it's under the Take Action tab. So if you just go to that page, you will see the big graphic. You click on that, and it'll get you over to their website that gives more of the details. Now, as I mentioned, when you and I talked the other day, I said, you know, it's you have the National Sheriff's Conference coming to Phoenix this weekend. We are literally the hotspot for illegal immigration. We've got three hotels here that are just, spinning around people and redispersing them all over the country, the illegals in the human trafficking. And then, of course, you know, we've got the audit here. So it's amazing how all of this is happening in Arizona. We never thought we would be this popular. Kind of this little divine intervention there, wouldn't you say, Sheriff? It's bringing attention to the problem.
Well, and that's what citizens do when frustration gets there. Whether we agree or disagree with why they're assembling, the deal is they're assembling to protect our constitutional rights to have secure borders and safe communities. So, again, I commend them. Obviously, it's been very well known this is a peaceful assembly, nothing but, and people can read into that beyond that. That's not what it is. This is to bring people together, good people together, to secure their quality of life throughout the United States, not just in my county.
Yeah, it's about trying to make a change, bring awareness, and make a difference. I mean, just the amount of stress that your public safety officers are under because of the extra pressures, they're in danger. I mean, you've got these cartels that are fully armed, and as you mentioned, that they don't have a problem lashing out, they don't have a problem killing, they don't have a problem doing things that they didn't do, as you mentioned, in the 90s. Because they're more brazen, they're more empowered than they're all. It's very calculated. It's a big business. And of course, that's going to override any whatever little morals and values they have. So it just amazes to me that the danger that all of your public safety officers are in now because of this. I'm sure, and everyone that's listening, you know, send some prayers in their direction to keep them safe and to keep people like Sheriff Mark Daniels safe so he can keep doing what he's doing. That's not even including the people in the community. I mean, it literally is mind blowing. Is there anything else that you want to share that we didn't cover that you think is important for people to know or what you want them to do? Anything else?
Well, keep the message loud. And I mean that. I mean, the day we give up the rule of law for political gain, is we've fractured and we've failed. Second of all, I'll just say this. I'm very blessed and humbled to serve as a sheriff in this county. I got great people that support me every day to do what I do. Otherwise, it'd be very frustrating. So, again, I'm very blessed here. And so keep the message strong. Know your sheriff in your respective counties. Get to know them. Tell them what you think. And you might disagree, but the bottom line is when you leave, they're thinking about you, and that's most important. So, Michelle, thank you for having me on. Thank you for sharing my voice with your viewers. So we can get that. Again, so it's just another statement out there, and every time we can share this message, we need to do that. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, Sheriff Mark Daniels, for being such a great freedom fighter, and as you mentioned, to put politics way behind what law enforcement, because that's what needs to be first for the people, the protection, and you're one of the great sheriffs that are doing that. So enjoy the conference. Maybe you can convince some of the other sheriffs to come on to the good side instead of the dark side, and we can make some changes. But if
we'll
anything that you need, if you guys come up with a great strategy, when you're at this conference and there's we need bodies, we need the citizens to do whatever, you let me know and we will jump on that campaign and we will get the word out to all of our groups that we work with and all of our partners and, of course, our audience. Because if there's something that can be done, everybody's going to be engaged to do something. So we've got to, like you said, got to keep that voice loud. So thank you again for coming on, and we're going to send some prayers all the time for you, because it's dangerous down there, everybody. It's dangerous. You're doing God's work, Sheriff. So thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks to your viewer for tuning in. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, man, what a good man. So can you imagine if we had sheriffs like that all over the country in every county across the country? Oh, I think that would be called Texas. that might be called Florida. But we need more of them here in Arizona. You need them more all over the country, because it's what he said is important. Definitely, you might want to listen to that one again. You might want to listen to that segment again and share that, of course, with your family and friends and your contacts and anybody who thinks that it's okay for what's going on, when they need a little bit of a reality check. And we didn't even go really deep into some of the numbers, because literally all you can do, you need to do at this point, is go ahead and just add zeros to what they're telling you. And one thing he didn't share that when Christy Hutcherson was on, it was episode 216. She had gone down to the border. She did a border basically tour, 24 days down at the border. She was down there with Sheriff Mark Daniels and a bunch of other ones across all of the border states. She did 24 days. She ended up doing a small documentary about it. And she had said, Sheriff Daniels is estimating, based on his technology, he mentioned the cameras that are there. Plus he has some other technology that they're using to see all these getaways, as they call them. They get away, right? Simple. He said they're estimating there'll be about 5 million illegal aliens in this country by the end of the year. And you'll see and hear on the news, 2 million. But those are the same people who told you that, I believe it was, 10 to 20 or 10 to 12 million illegals. But that number has been lingering for about 20 years that I can remember. So their numbers are always convenient for what their message, their agenda is, and what their narrative needs to be. So he's saying 5 million. Well, I'm going to go with the guy who is down at the border in Cochise County as opposed to anybody else. So you might want to start using 5 million when you're talking about it, or you're having conversations, rather, or you're not, I'm going to say correcting people, just informing them of the truth. Use 5 million and have them listen to that. So you can go ahead and listen to episode 216 with Christy Hutcherson. We talk about the border a lot. She gives some stories. She's not a reporter person. She has the organization Women Fighting for America, and she just wanted to go to the border and get the information out. So it comes from a real average person, like not somebody who's there to skew, not somebody there who's got an agenda, or they're making a movie. So it's a real person's perspective and information. So I think you'll find that very interesting. It's a really great episode, episode 216. And of course, you want to share this one, because we've got to get the word out. People need, as he said, it's 133. I'm going to bring on my next guest, but I just want to just reiterate some of the take action items that he talked about. And basically, you know, if you can get to know the local sheriff in your area, obviously here up in Maricopa County, there's no use to do that, but there's no reason why we can't tell him what we feel, make phone calls, send emails. And for those who want to write letters, write letters. But maybe we need to do some reaching out to the federal elected officials, our senators. And for those of you who are in states where you have some potential that your sheriffs are on the same page with Sheriff Daniels, start doing it now, because it's coming to you. It's coming. And we'll talk more about some take action items, but it sounds like we just need to start really engaging. And the only thing we could do is communicate, write the letters, do the emails, then that's what it is, because it doesn't sound like there's much else that he can do on his end. Oh God, having solutions and being in a position like that for him, it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, because you knew it was working. Then this new these new brain surgeons come in the administration, you know, the regime, the Nazi regime, the Biden Nazi regime comes in, and they go ahead and they stop doing all the things that worked, that Trump had, or President Trump had implemented, and now look at the consequences, you know, the collateral damage that's, that has just begun to happen. It's got to be frustrating when you know the solutions and you know what works. So, all right, we're gonna be talking more take action items about the border, but right now I'm gonna bring up my next guest. I'm gonna bring up my next guest. She's one of our favorite partners. Hold on one second here. It's 1:35. 5 minutes over. Oh, Deborah, I'm sorry. So my next guest joining me in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox is Deborah Peters. She's an international business coach, mindset expert, and founder of Neuroengineering Institute, a consulting company that transforms business owners from efforting and grinding to creating more with less effort consistently. And we love more with less effort. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, we are talking about business growth and the connection between health and performance in your business. Audience, big round of applause for one of our favorite partners. Oh, Deborah, how are you today?
Fantastic Friday, Michelle.
It is. You know what I want to do? I want to do the business intro so that everybody gets in business mode. So I got to transition everybody from, each topic is so drastically different today. So I want to get everybody in business mode. So I want everybody to take a deep breath, right? And I want you to think making profit. I want you to think grow in your business. And I also want you to think, oh, I don't know about your own health and your performance, because how are you supposed to work 12, 14 hours a day if you don't feel good or you're not healthy? So let's get into business mode. Let's get down to business. I love that. All right.
I like
so,
it.
And then the rest of the song is actually, the rest of the song is not about business.
Right.
But that's the one clean portion of the song that I can play.
That's the only
like
clean
it.
Portion.
It's funny, and I'll tell a quick story because we have a little bit of time here. When we were doing the All-Star segment in March, and it was the No Mo Excuses, and each week we had a different theme. And during the health, wellness, and fitness week, I played the song Let's Get Physical. Because back when I originally, heard the song, I mean, I was 8 years old. I figured it. I did the math. And Olivia Newton-John, I always thought it was about exercise. Let's get physical, because during, the video that I remember, she was in the leg warmers and, pastel colors in the gym.
Aerobics, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Exactly. Like the Jane Fonda thing, right? So I took the song off of YouTube because that's where I get the sound, some of the sound bites. And then I pulled up the lyrics, and then I watched the video, and I literally went, oh my God, this is not about exercise at all. I said, wait a second. Oh my God.
No.
This is about exercising on top of another person. I said, oh
right.
My God, I had no idea. I said, when this came out, I was 8, and I remember singing this and thinking, it's about the exercise, and it had nothing to do with that. So, and I'm sure I wasn't the only kid in the country that thought it was about exercise. And it's a very, very dirty, dirty birdie song when you listen to it. So,
naughty. It's all naughty.
It is naughty. And it made me think, how many other songs have I thought they meant one thing when they clearly meant another? And then, of course, when you listen, you see their lyrics, you're like, oh. And then, boom, icing on the cake was obviously the video. And that's why I wonder. It's interesting. It's as we've talked about before, science of propaganda, like changing narratives, like actually brainwashing people, it all kind of blended together. But anyway, let's talk some biz. Let's talk some business growth and us. All right. Well, where
do
we want to go?
Can I just digress for just a moment and say God bless Sheriff Daniels, because what an amazing human being. I know we've never talked about this, Michelle, but I am a graduate of the Citizens Police Academy with the LAPD. Yeah. And when I was going through the 9 or 10 week course, I went to the sergeant and I said, so when does level 2 start? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know, level 2, like this wet my whistle. I want to go deeper. And he goes, well, we don't have a level 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, we should. Imagine all of the people across Los Angeles, they could really learn how to, you know, master and contribute to their community dynamics through having a partnership with law enforcement. So I became a bit of a thorn in his side for about 2 years, following up and saying,
of course,
when's
you did.
Level 2? Yeah, when's level 2? I want to come to level 2. But basically what ended up happening from that, you know, it's talk about, and we're going to get into this when we talk about business today, because nothing can be harder than dialing in your health if you've let it go sideways or south, you know. But what we did is we got together and we brainstormed and created a curriculum for level 2. It was 14 weeks long, and we rolled it out across the entire citywide, and we had something like 44 people. We had people come from every police division, and we had people that actually decided to become sworn officers. I mean, it was a phenomenon.
Wow.
So I can proudly say the LAPD is the only law enforcement agency in the nation to have a level 2, because I was relentless.
So
and then I went on to...
Harping works.
Right? Harping. It does, but you have to do it in the right way. We call it dripping.
Dripping.
Not harping. We call it dripping. But so... Then I got involved in the Community Police Advisory Board. So for, you know, you were asking him, like, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? That's what you can do. You can call up your local law enforcement agency, and I suggest you do it with the sheriffs, because they are elected, and they're going to listen to you easier than an appointed law enforcement, and find out what they've got going for their community police advisory board, find out what they've got cooking for their neighborhood watch and neighborhood patrol, and then get involved, because that makes a colossal difference. Let me tell you, you can change a lot that way.
Well, and it seems like we're on our own at this point. I mean, the federal entities are encouraging this chaos, right? They want it to happen. The sheriff's doing what he can. He is doing everything that he can, and the sheriffs that are like him are doing everything they can. And the ones that don't want to do anything that can do something, like, and I keep mentioning it, the sheriff here at Mayor Corruption County, you know, they just throw their hands up in the air and say, we can't do anything about these hotels because they're federal. You know, the hotels where they're housing the illegal aliens for 72 hours and then spinning them off all over the country to sprinkle more of the violence. And he even said they're not families, and they're not small children. That's just for the cameras. You're talking about most of them are young men in, you know, late teens and up that are coming here, and we don't know who they are. You know, it's interesting that he referenced 9/11, that he said,
know.
We should have learned there. And the last I had heard, there was like 71 countries represented of the ones that they can figure out, right? And that's it's kind of like the Olympics of illegal immigrants, or the illegal alien Olympics. Like, how many more countries can be represented coming across the border? You know, it's very sad. It's very disturbing, and it is going to greatly change what everybody's community for the worse. Yeah, and
that's why you have to get involved. You just
have
to dig in there. And you know, the other thing I've seen, if this is helpful to people, is your appointed law enforcement. Like, for instance, when you start looking at the upper echelon of the command staff at the HQ, you're probably going to find a woke sold out mentality. You know, they sold mm-hmm. out or got bought off, you know. But
yeah.
when you go to the street level, the police station level, where you're connecting with the sergeants and lieutenants and the captains, most often they are full on doing everything they can to protect and serve, because that is their mandate, and that's why they signed up. So you can still make a difference by going to the monthly community police advisory board meetings, and then also keeping an eye out. You know, when I'm out hiking in the morning, the other day I saw a vehicle that someone's been living in, and there was trash all over the place, and he had expired plates, and you know, I was just about to call it in, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw black and white, and I flagged him down, and they took care of it, and he was gone. They moved him out.
And that's what people have to, they have to engage. They have to do something. They can't let it go. In years uh-uh. past, maybe that's what you did. You know what I mean? I'm like, I never even looked. And this is most people, and I'm sure you're a little bit more advanced, but. For the average people, right, when it came to local politics, I basically never, you know, they send that big booklet and it tells you who's running and what their bio is and all that. From the local, you're talking the city council, you're talking yeah. the sheriffs, you're talking the judges, you're talking the school board, all of that. I never went through the books. I never went through the information. Sometimes I didn't vote for any of them unless I knew their name or I knew who the person was, or sometimes I just threw some R's in there. But, you know, as we now know, that was really not a good thing. And just because it has an R doesn't mean anything anymore. In the local, and until this past election and what has transpired since then, most people didn't know how important it was to be involved, not only in paying attention to who's running and who is in these elected positions, but that our job is to keep an eye on them. Our job is to actually participate. Our job is to speak up, take action when they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah, we
hold
have
them
to do
accountable
it.
And let them know what we want from them. I was on another podcast this week, and the whole focus was about leadership. And he asked me a question about leadership, and I said, "Well, you know, I think we really need to redefine what is leadership. We talk about politics and political corruption, and we erroneously reference these people as being." Our leaders. They're not our leaders.
Mm-mm.
They're not our leaders. They're our servants.
Right.
And language has a massive impact on how you relate to people in situations. When you start calling people that are in politics and they are determining your livelihood and your freedom and your voice and all of this other stuff that's been going on, when you start referencing them as servants, you suddenly render them powerless in your mind. When you do that, you have right. You have no fear of standing up to them and putting them in their place.
Oh, I love that.
These people are leaders. Yeah.
Well, I stopped calling them leader a couple of years ago when they really started showing their true colors. And this is all levels, right? The ones that I was paying attention to. So
sure.
I said they're placeholders in leadership positions. So I started correcting my language because I wanted to not give them the credit of being a leader. So the ones that I actually say are a leader, they truly are. Like Sheriff Mark Daniels, he's a leader. Okay. And so that's
well, he shows leadership qualities. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't show sellout qualities.
Correct. Correct. But I do like how you just said, and you're going to have to say it again because I started to write it down and then I paused because you said that that we need to refer to them as servants because they actually do work for us. And once we put them in that, we put them in that category and in our brain, because you're all about the brain. And we then now identify them as a leader or in leadership. We might be threatened to contact him or to have a conversation. But no, we're not. Not only do they work for us, we pay their salaries.
Thank you. And see, here's the thing. So distinction, right? When you put someone in a leadership, in your mind, when you language something as anything, you give it a meaning. So I'm just unpacking this, right? So anytime you label or title or language something in a particular way, you are giving it that meaning, and all that meaning holds. And that creates a perception in your mind about where you stand in relationship to them.
Ooh.
So if you put someone in a leadership position in your mind, you are simultaneously putting yourself lower than them. It's a sense of powerlessness. When you put someone, right, in a category of they are our public servant and I am part of the public, and my tax dollars go toward, you know, paying their salary and all their other perks they enjoy, like their housing and whatever else, it's security detail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then I'm not putting them above me. In fact, I'm their boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss of you.
I'll feel that.
I'm the boss of you.
Feel that in your Yeah, I mean, when you feel that in your body, it's like, speak up to these people and let them know they're way out of line. And this
is... It makes a difference. It makes a huge difference.
It makes a colossal... Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, I feel, and I know we're going to talk about business, I feel, we kind of are, because that happens all the time. And, you know, to go back to your point about perhaps back in the day when you weren't interested in civic politics or any, you know, different levels of voting and who's representing. Once you get into business, that's a big deal because that determines a lot. But that's another conversation. So let me just finish up this point. When you put them into this place of really where they belong, then you feel confident and empowered to call them out, to challenge them, to not let them get away with shenanigans. You see, that's what this whole last push of what's called the reset was about. They were assuming, and you know how you break the word assume down.
Oh, yeah.
They were
assuming,
right, that everyone would just cower down and accept. But it backfired. Because what ended up happening is it caused the Great Awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you
totally
can't
did
stop
it.
That.
No. And I think it's picking up speed because people are seeing results. They're encouraged that other people are doing it. And especially when they're getting progress, they're seeing a movement. And you know, we've talked about this before when we're talking about the science of propaganda. And I was talking about this with Dr. Brian Artis on Monday's show, episode 223, where you're talking about brainwashing and thought reform and basically like political cults. And that is these are psychological war strategies that were developed by the CIA that they, meaning the elected elite, right, and their friends, all used over the past 15 months to literally control and brainwash the whole world in order to implement agendas and to create fear over a political propaganda plandemic that did not exist. And
right, and they, you know, talking about dripping on someone to get something done, this was a drip campaign over the last few decades. This didn't just show up in the last 15 months, you know? We could do a whole laundry list of world crises events that took place that were the lead up to this. And it basically was a slow, like the frog in the cold water and turn the pot on, and by the time it starts to boil, it's too late. The frog's done, you know? They were banking on that programming and conditioning with repetition over time, and that time was elongated. It was decades. So really what they were banking on is it impacting children and children's children and children's children to the eventual point where they could just hit us hard and we would just, you know, completely
obey.
Be on our knees.
Obey.
Yeah, it didn't
obey.
Work.
No, it didn't.
Now
it,
they're
it,
scrambling.
Yeah, they're scrambling, but yet they've caused a lot of damage, a lot of collateral damage, and, you know, without going down the non-vaccine route that we've been talking about. And of course, that has nothing to do with the coronavirus, right? It has nothing to do with that. You know, that's going to cause some damage and deaths that is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. But I want to, again, you and I can go and talk about this for a long time, which we will. We'll jump on it. We'll let June go through and be able to have some more information to share with people at a different level. Hopefully, some things have popped up and changed a little, and we'll touch on that. But I want to go back to the business portion. But I really love how you said this is the part where I started to write it down, and then I jumped over. Yes, because you know what I mean. Because you said the language has a massive impact on relations, and of course, this is what the left does. They change words, they change meanings of words on purpose to manipulate your brain. They do it in a negative way, but it can be done in a positive way, and that's what I want people to realize, especially when they're talking about their own business. So say it again, so I can write it down, please.
Yep. So essentially, what happens is you have a title of something, a title or a word that represents a particular meaning, that when you install that in your mind and you then connect the dots, I'm saying it kind of different, but maybe more detail, and you connect the dots of that to a person or an entity. So it could either be the CEO, the president, the prime minister, the entire government, the Pentagon, you know, these different entities as well, right? When you connect the dots to that, then it creates a hierarchy in the mind, because that's what we've been taught. And we give our power away, because if you connect the title of a politician, you connect the title of leader to that person, then you immediately subjugate yourself. You put them over you. And that's what then the ego delivers that. So you have to reframe it in your mind of like who these people really are. And they're not leaders. They're, you know, to your point about the sheriffs that had the backing of Soros and got into office, right? Let's use that as an example. So that's not a leader. That's a bought and sold. There are no leadership qualities there. And this is how, you know, see, people need to learn how to think, not what to think. I'm not interested in telling someone what to think. I'm very passionate about teaching people how to think and how to unpack the reality that is in front of them so they can make decisions with their feelings. Remember that episode when we talked about feelings?
Mm-hmm.
You make decisions with your feelings because your feelings are never wrong. Your emotions can be wonky, and that, you know, but your feelings, your intuition, your inner guidance, it's never wrong. And what we've seen over this last 15 months or so is where, you know, when people sold over to the so-called science, which was part of the propaganda package through the mass media, when people sold over to the science, they were giving up their autonomy. They were giving up their self-governance to some external perceived entity. And therein lies the issue.
Yeah, they were putting their faith and confidence in what they created was false. Authorities, false entities.
I think they were handing their power over. I think it was bigger than confidence. I think they just literally said, I am powerless. I have never really wanted to bother taking responsibility for my life, my health. You know, I'm still wanting someone to parent me, whether, since it's not my mom and dad anymore, it's the government. So now it'll be the science. And then I don't really have to, you know, be accountable to my thoughts, to my feelings, right?
Yeah, I don't have to be responsible.
But it all backfired.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. There's multiple people that have talked about what you're sharing right now, because they trusted science, which, well, none of it was based on science, because they didn't trust the fact that their own intuition or their own feelings, which you just discussed, and they also didn't trust the fact that God gave you an incredible immune system, that as long as you take care of it and enhance it, you wouldn't have any problems anyway. I mean, you know,
well,
we can
see, that's your feelings right there. So feelings, intuition, that's your God force. That's God telling you, do this, do that, go here, go there, think this, think that, see it this way, see it that way. So the science was the propaganda machine designed the science as the antithesis of your intuition. And that was by design. Because the more they could get people to steer away from the light and invest more and believe more and give over their power to something external, the easier they are to control and dominate.
Yeah.
You can't control and dominate someone who has a deep, meaningful relationship with God. You just can't.
You're exactly right. I mean, most of these people, they either have or at this point found salvation through science as opposed to believing or trusting in God. And it's just because it's an easy way out. That's right. It's like, oh, I'll get the shot. I'm fine. No.
Yeah, and then again, you know,
I'll
someone
wear the mask,
else.
I'll never get it. No, that's a lie.
That's right.
Too.
Someone else is deciding for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like I feel that everybody is at a different level of consciousness and they'll have to go through whatever process or consequences they've created as a result of their decision-making, even if it was a programmed decision-making. Even that is a part of growing your consciousness, you know, when you finally... I'm sure, Michelle, in your life, you've had these experiences where you just didn't know what you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was stuff that were, you know, things, beliefs, concepts, ideas that were in your blind spots that you couldn't see where you were holding yourself back until one day it's like a light would shine on it from within and you'd be like, whoa. I've really been doing this to myself, and this is crazy. I'm stopping. I'm going a different direction. You know, we all have those moments, and it's part of becoming more self-aware. And the more self-aware you are, the more, you know, accountable you can be, and the less you give over your power to these external things, whether it's political tyrants or systems of thinking or, you know, science is just a system of thinking. This is the whole problem with the medical industry from the get-go, is it totally cut out your body's innate blueprint for perfect health. It said, no. Your body can't heal. We have to do it for you. We are now
that was by design.
The self-appointed gods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, that's pharmaceutical, you know, so that's, and that's been going on. That's been going on for a long time. I had Dr. Pam Popper on the show. It was episode 214, where we talked about that in detail. And then, of course, Dr. Larry Pilebsky, he was on episode, it was actually the 2 days before, episode 213. And we talked about that extensively. And, you know, they gave examples. And so if anyone wants to listen to those episodes, I strongly suggest 214 and 213. It'll shed some light on you know, where all this, where the lack of confidence or a belief in your own body. And as I mentioned, God gave you an incredible immune system. We started to rely on the chemicals, the antidepressants, the flu shots. Those are bad too. And then these vaccines, that's a whole nother topic, but on medications, and that's, you don't have to do that, but we've been conditioned. We've been literally brainwashed, indoctrinated for decades to go down that road. Like I said, so many topics, but you know what the thing is all of this relates to human beings and people in all different categories. It doesn't matter. It relates to your business. It relates to how you are understanding your own self and your own consciousness, which in doing things within your community or lack thereof. I mean, obviously the three most important themes of your existence, right, for people, what we focus on the show, but they all can, since I want to bring this back to business, and people are, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, how does this relate to business? We've actually been talking about business and thought process and ideology and how people think, which is important the whole time, which is literally can be layered in and complemented with business in general, because it's about yourself and, how you're communicating your business or what you're doing for your business, or even valuing your own self, your own time, and then having that with clients or customers, or what are you doing with your own time? What steps are you going to take to make a difference in your personal world, in your business world, in order to get you to the next level? How much are you really committed, and where are you getting your information from? And that all connects. It all relates. And then of course the health portion, if you think that it's easy for you just to pop in a medication and you're wondering why you're not feeling that great, because then you're not being that proficient or that clear. Your mind's not 100% clear, because you got to be on your game all the time. If you really want to be the best at what you do for a living, whether you own a business or you work for somebody, that's right. Going to affect your thought process. That's going to affect your brain if you're not clear. So, we're talking about this because we want you to take a step back to kind of just do a little evaluation on your own self from these different aspects. Like, perfect example, you just said, well, sometimes, Michelle, isn't there something where you had that kind of the light bulb went on, where, and it's just because you didn't know what you didn't know. And then all of a sudden when you did know, you went, whoa. So if you never gave thought to any of this for the first time, maybe this is the first time, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I had no idea. I've been doing it this way. And is this a reality wake up call? And now all of a sudden, not only things in your life are going to change, you can make some big changes with your business and your own health, which will change everything. Can you imagine having some more clarity? Like, not clarity, like in a not tangible aspect. I'm actually being, okay, I'm real sharp today. I'm feeling on my game. I'm talking about actually physically feeling more clear. So yeah. I kind of lumped everything together, but I just, I wanted to connect it a little bit. And obviously you're going to bring it around now more full circle, but I kind of think of that just gave everybody even if you just tuned in, you're like, how is that about business? It's about people and about your brain, right?
Yes, absolutely. And your ability to dial in and tune in to where you're at and what you need to get to where you want to go. Because, really, the answers all lie within us. They do. But we just get so disconnected from our source that we find ourselves looking outside of ourselves for the answer. And sometimes, it's not a bad thing to have a professional to bounce things off of. But, one of the things I've observed over the years, and I've been coaching company leaders for over 20 years in 17 countries, and, first of all, there's this limiting belief and false premise that business is hard, business is a struggle, and that most businesses fail. I mean, can you imagine, like, why would anyone want to go into business based on those three beliefs? Like, it would just be pointless. So on some level, there has to be within that entrepreneur, business leader, there has to be a level of alignment between who they are, their talent, their gifts, and what they're creating, what they're growing, what the businesses that they're moving along. And, you know, this is very different from going to college to get a degree in an industry that pays the most money because that's what your parents told you to do, and then working in an industry that you really don't like while you count the days until you can retire and live your life. I mean, that paradigm is fast dying. You know, it's disintegrating before our very eyes. But what I'm really talking about is real business leaders that they're passionate about what they're creating and how what they're creating actually impacts their local community and the bigger community, depending on how broad of a reach they have with their products and services. Well, to make anything like that, let me rephrase that, to have anything like that grow to its potential, those that are in charge of the actual decision-making and moving along the systems and the people and the processes, they really have to be at their peak. And in order to be at your peak mentally, your body has to feel good. In order to be at your peak emotionally, you have to have a sense of self where you have trained yourself to be happy regardless of the circumstances of the day. Because otherwise, you just, you know, it's the tail wagging the dog. And really, truly, to get in charge of any kind of growth, you know, I advocate for full-on, relentless pursuit of health. You know, I used to own a gym. I owned a gym for 10 years, and I trained athletes. One of the biggest things I learned from training professional hockey players is the hockey players that did the best on the ice had a deep connection with their intuition. They had a deep heart-mind connection. It wasn't how, you know, because they're all fit, right? So when you mm-hmm. let's compare apples to apples. They're all fit. You put them all into the gym and run them through circuits or plyometrics or whatever, and they're all fit. So what's that fraction of a second on the ice or, say, the Olympic athlete? What's that tenth of a second that makes them the winner? It's their inner power. You can't dial that up if you don't feel well. You can't dial that up if every time you go to get dressed, you feel awful in your clothes because they don't fit anymore. It's not an either or. You know, it's about getting your entire being into homeostasis, where you're able to naturally, without efforting, think positive, self-affirming thoughts of how blessed you are and how appreciative you are and how grateful you are. That is just the natural order of your self-talk and your inner dialogue. And then to have your emotions be that of, okay, yes, I've been through some things in my life, but I choose happiness. And I choose happiness now. And you're able to do that with some sense of flow to it. And what that does is when you bring all that together, it actually, you know, the cells in our bodies think. We have, the mind is in every cell in our body. And through our thoughts and emotions, we can crush those cells and have them manifest what the Western allopathic medical world would call a disease, which is just simply lack of harmony, being incongruent and fragmented from your inner being, or it can be one of homeostasis and where you allow, and I mean the word allow, because most people could feel way better than they currently do if they would allow themselves to do what the body is designed to do, allow themselves to eat the foods that the body is naturally drawn to instead of all the chemicals and sugars and whatnot that they consume, and alcohol and drugs. So when you've put all of these things together, you're at your peak mentally, you're sharp, you're focused, you can execute with ease, you're emotionally happy, and you're expectant of things to work out in your behavior, you're physically on your game, you know, you're not, your joints aren't aching, you're not restless at night, you're like physically fit and your systems are all working. What that leads to is a level of spiritual awareness, consciousness increasing. And all of these things, it's not an either or. So what I've found over the years is when I bring my business leaders into this realm of thinking, profits increase, you know, the better they feel about themselves, the more fit they become, the easier it is to lead through challenging situations, to attract the right team members, to coach those people to perform. Everything in their lives get better. Their marriages get better. Their relationships with their kids get better. You know, you cannot fail when you put all that together. It's a recipe for success.
Yeah, and I think that is the big takeaway from what we've been talking about, and what you really just zeroed in on, is that yes, you can go ahead and have new tactics in order to grow the business. Maybe you're making a couple extra phone calls a day, things like that. But if you're talking about really making a change where you're going to see that big difference, where you go from one level of your business and yourself to the next, where you can say, okay, now I'm where I'm putting myself to where I need to be. You really need to look at the overall picture, and you need to have that, as you said, the homeostasis, right? Is that what it was? Homeostasis?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you need to have that, because just having extra business strategies implemented is, let's just say, if your goal was to create, you know, two extra sales, I'm going to make this up, two extra sales a week, then great. But everything else is going to be the same. So if you're happy, 100% happy, and everything is awesome, which introduced me to one person that can literally say that, then take a step back and look at what Deborah is saying, is that there's more to it than just adding on that one little extra business strategy to add on those two extra sales. Because if you can allow the body to behave the way it was designed to behave, just paraphrasing what she said, and you get into that homeostasis portion, right, or that state, mm-hmm. and you have that spiritual awareness, because don't forget, it's all connected. Your business is connected to you personally, whether you want to try to separate it or not, because it's a part of you. It is what it is.
That's right.
And the more that you deny
it,
the more that you deny it is only putting obstacles between you and actually extending a portion of yourself to your potential clients or your customers or your audience, because that's what it is. It's an extension of you, because then they're missing out on the whole part, which makes you different than your quote unquote competition, because they're not you. And that's why people want to work with you. So all you're doing is limiting yourself. So you don't want to do that. So once you realize that all of these, you need to be in your optimal performance, right? You need to have that premium gasoline in the car, which is you, the body, in order to be mentally there, focused, to be able to take advantage of opportunities that come your way, or to create opportunities. And, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but it's something that you need to implement more than just adding on two extra sales calls or two extra sales per month. Because if you can bring it all together, like she's sharing, and the, you know, then everything changes. You're operating at your optimal performance in all the aspects of your life, the business, the personal, everything else, and things will become easier right? And then you won't also get into that, let's just say you'll get into that pattern, because if everything is about, you know, the way you're thinking and your emotions are in balance, and so that your cells in your body are thinking. And
yeah.
And we've talked about this before, the people who, when that type of thinking, being in that positive thinking world happens to, when it happens to you where it just is being done automatically, we're breathing. Those are the ones who are really are performing at the optimal level, rather than having to remind yourself to say positive affirmations and living in, you know, if you want to call it the law of attraction, go right ahead. Whatever you know, makes you happy to understand and relate. But, you know, until it gets to the point where it is natural as breathing, we have to work on it. And the people that are the most successful are the ones who live it, literally breathe it, because it comes naturally to them. And that's the NLP. That's part of that whole theory, the process that we've talked about before, right? And that's all part of this. It's getting to that point where it becomes natural as breathing.
That's right. Yeah, because you're essentially, you know, it's like I had said earlier, and I can't remember the context, but I was mentioning that, you know, when you get really far south of good health, and I deal with this a lot with my CEO clients. A lot of them are male, 50s, you know, and they still probably consume quite a bit of alcohol and maybe eat at fast food places or eat out every day of the week because they're working from the office, you know. And then they're not exercising. I mean, all these things add up. And you start to get south of good health. And bringing it back to some level of I feel good again, that does take some work. I mean, that's a commitment. Mm-hmm. I noticed a picture the other day on LinkedIn of four Marines from back in the day when they were in the service, and then fast forward now to their early 60s. And out of all four of them, there was only one that still looked fit. And so the question is, why? Why let it go? If you've got it, keep it.
Mm-hmm.
People say these erroneous statements to themselves. Well, it's the older I get, the harder it gets. It's like, no, honey, the reason it's hard is because you stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you quit working out for 20 years, you start to work out again. It's gonna hurt.
It's gonna be hard. Yeah, and the weight's not
gonna hurt
come
for
off
a while.
Immediately. Yeah, it's gonna take you some while to get rid of that tire that you're lugging around, what you used to call a waist. You know what I mean? It's gonna take a little time. So you got to have patience, but you really got to. Is that even? I don't know if that's proper English, but. Must, thank you. Thank you. I've been on the air for 2.5 hours. We got to wrap it up. My brain's starting to leak a little here. Obviously, I'm not at my performance or be rattling off stuff more so. But it's just, you've got to change the way you think. And I do it. Everybody does it. You're your own worst enemy and your best friend at the same time. So as the day's going well, you're thinking positive, all of a sudden something happens, then you go right down that rabbit hole with it. And then you wonder why more negative things are transpiring. But as Deborah keeps reminding everybody, it's in the brain. It's in the brain. And the last time you were on, you were talking about a great, what do you call it? Affirmation? Do you call it? It's not necessarily an affirmation. It's more like, this is the way you should think. I mean, do you have a different name for it, or do you want to keep calling it an affirmation on how you need to not only start your day, but when you catch yourself being stupid, meaning thinking negatively?
Well, it's just, you know, it's just a level of self-awareness and then reframing whatever you say about yourself to yourself. And catching yourself. Now that takes a desire to pay attention and not just throw your hands in the air and say, you know, I don't even know what that is. You can't just, you can't do that. You have to say, you know, there's something not working in my life, and I'm going to take, I'm going to stop putting the blame on all these outside things, spouses, people, economy, whatever, and I'm going to look inside and I'm going to ask myself, how am I relating to me? How do I talk to me? What do I think of me? What do I believe about me? But it, that takes a desire. You have to want to be a better version of you.
Mm,
you have to want it.
Want.
And you have to
want.
Yeah.
Want.
And the desire has to be stronger than everything else pulling on you.
You know, I do that myself. I've been saying it for years, but then sometimes you slip in that rabbit hole. And something reminded me of it the other day. And I said, you know, Michelle, how bad do you really want this? How bad do you want
right.
this? How much, what are you willing to do to make that happen? You say you want it, but how bad are you willing to do what you need to do in order to make it happen? And you just basically said, almost every single one of those words is what you just said in your sentence. And,
yeah,
you know, these little light bulb moments happen on the show for me for a reason. And full confession. So I'll write them down. I have that moment. And then once the show's done, I'll start doing something else. And then sometimes I don't act on my own thing. So when people, so those that are listening, that's saying, hey, you know what? Don't beat yourself up because you haven't done it before. That's okay. I do it. I don't do things that I should be doing, even though you guys
we
are
all,
reminding me.
We all do, Michelle.
But everybody does
we
that.
All do.
It's okay. So don't beat yourself up. What you even said, don't beat yourself up about it. But you know what? There's no time like the present as of today.
Yeah.
The 18th of June. There's no reason why you can't do it today. There's no reason why you can't do it this weekend. You've got 2 days before Monday rolls around. So no more excuses. You know, that was the theme in March, but we're going to bring it back for today and the remainder of the month too. Because you've got the information. Just re-listen to this portion with Deborah, and I think that will literally turn the light bulb on for a lot of people that will really help take things to the next level, not only in their business, but their whole life. So it's 2:26.
Yeah, this is a whole life thing. And, you
yeah,
know,
this is
I would say in
business.
Yeah, because your life is your business and your business is your life, and mm-hmm. there's no way you can separate the two. You know, I just caught an interview today of the owner of or the president and CEO of Chick-fil-A. I think her name's Tracy. Might not be getting that 100% right because I caught it on the fly, but she was, you know, saying the same thing essentially, is that her dad, the founder of Chick-fil-A, said to her,
yes.
You never are able to separate your business from your personal because you are the person doing the business. So don't you want to just be the greatest possibility of you?
Mm-hmm.
And you can start over any minute. You can start over. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You can start over right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you need to start over right now. And then maybe you need to start over right now. And you just keep hitting the reset button until you have more bandwidth on your greatness than you have on your old self-defeating patterns. That easy.
Yeah, that was your home run statement right there.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, and it's how bad. What is the desire? How badly do you really want it? And then you have to take the actions for that. Can't just say it. You have to do the take action items to do it. How bad do
yeah.
you really want it? Because if you're not doing the required work, you don't want it that bad. That's okay. Yeah, but you know, don't say you want it, but then not do the work. You got to do the work, and you got to be consistent. You can't just do it for a couple of days. You got to commit to doing it kind of moving forward. You know, and that's why we did the challenge, which I'm not sure if you knew about this, Deborah, and I hope you join us for the remaining 13 days of June, Join Together June. Our challenge was everybody was going to get up an hour early each day so that they had now magically an extra hour to work on any of these
themselves,
kick action items,
yeah,
to grow the business, to enhance the quality of their life, make a difference in their communities. So you had that extra hour. We just went an extra hour less of sleep, nothing. And it means actually nothing.
Well, you know what's interesting? I actually have been doing that because it's an intention. Just like maybe I'm osmosis, but I started doing that as a way of like having more time for me in the morning before I jump into my working with my team or taking a client call or whatever. And it's really, for everybody listening, now's the time to do it because the days are getting longer. So if there's ever an easier time in the year to just really have a support system, the sun's up, you know, so get up. Yeah. Get up with the sun. Yeah.
Right.
Get up with the sun.
Join the sun. Join the sun, and especially here in the heat of Arizona, if you can get up any earlier to avoid the heat. You know, it's just encouraged. Plus, you feel like you get so much. You know, like the old commercial, the Army gets more done before 9 a.m. than the rest of the people do all day. But like I said, you gotta be consistent. I did not get up early today. Well, actually, I did. I got up at 4, and then I couldn't fall back to sleep. And getting up 4 is stupid. But I was wide awake. The other day, I actually went to my desk at 4 when I couldn't fall back to sleep. I had the most productive day I've ever had in weeks, if not months. I couldn't believe how long I was working, but it didn't really feel like it because I was getting so much stuff done. And then today I fell back to sleep and I technically didn't get up that extra hour early, and the whole morning was changed. The energy of the morning was changed, the dynamic, the timing. I mean, I got what I needed to get done, but it was bare minimum as opposed to being ahead of the game. And it's not necessarily the correlation I'm making between the 2 days to give everybody an example of, it wasn't necessarily because there was that extra hour. It was because of my mindset. I was in a different mindset. I was in a different energy level. So everything was being more positive. Everything was more like, everything was flowing better because it wasn't like I was already running behind, even though technically I wasn't. So the energy and the whole flow of each of those days were so completely opposite. But that's why I just try it for one day. And you know, once you notice the difference, I hope that you keep going with it because it's so much bigger and more meaningful than adding one extra hour of time to your day. It changes the whole positioning and projectile of the day. It's unbelievable difference. But anyway, all right. What?
Powerful.
Anything else you want to share? Because we gotta wrap it up. It's 2:30.
Gotta go. Yeah, we gotta go. The only other thing I just want to point out to everybody is, you know, you can definitely do this. You can get yourself into homeostasis. You can let your blueprint for perfect health take over and be in charge. Just talk to yourself like that and have that kind of a conversation and say, you know, my innate blueprint for perfect health is now in charge of my cells and my being. I do that all the time. I write it down too. And then I read it out loud several times a day. And I keep telling myself that. I go for early morning walks about 5:30 in the park, and I say it out loud and listen to the birds chirp. And I mean, it's just a full-on sensory experience, and my body is just feeling so good, and so is my mind and my productivity at work. So it definitely takes on its own momentum, and it serves you greatly. And this is the thing we really are focused on teaching business owners, is just because you own a business doesn't mean you have to let your body go to the dogs, you know what I mean? So we're rolling out a health coaching program that we have certified master health coaches that are doing one-on-ones with our business leaders, and then I jump in with them on a group coaching call once a month, and I connect the dots between their mind, their body, their consciousness, their spiritual awareness. It's probably one of the most powerful, forward-thinking, leading edge of thought health coaching platforms that exist today, and I'm just like so thrilled to get this thing rolling and out to more people.
Well, you'll come back on, and we'll talk about it in more detail once you have everything ready to roll out, right? Because we're not there yet, but we're almost there, right?
We're almost there.
Okay,
almost ready. Yeah, website's like just a hair's breadth away from being completely and fully restored with this added platform, and we've already got clients signed on. So anybody wants to get more information can just go to neimind.com, and it's all there for them.
Well, and the good thing is that means that everyone that's listening, that's interested, that's kind of even feeling that they're not ready yet, we just gave them information to get ready so that once they come in to that program, they're going to get the biggest bang for the buck because they're now entering at a different level of their own consciousness and their own business level that they didn't have prior to maybe utilizing some of the skills and techniques that we were talking about, or just even changing some of the thought process. So it's going to be such more of an effective experience for people that it'll be well worth the extra wait, because now you're really ready. It's like you're ready for the pros. So now go take that and become the best pro, because it's okay. You're right now you're in the minor leagues. Not a big deal. We're all in the minor leagues at some point, but now commit to becoming in the majors, and then the icing on the cake might actually just be this program. All right. So let's do that. We'll have you back on. You and I will chat. And thank you, my dear, for coming on, spending so much time. I know that we could go and do this for hours and days, but go enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much
for
your incredible content as usual. And I hope that
if there's
at least one person that said, I got the light bulb, has turned on, then we've accomplished it. Right. And I hope there's more, but we'll take one for now. We'll take one light bulb.
And happy Father's
Day. One light bulb at a time.
Everybody. Yeah.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all the single moms that are just like doing it all themselves.
Yeah, exactly. because they got to do everything. But then technically, how many moms that are not single moms still do everything? I think that's almost all of them. So they should, Mother's Day and Father's Day should be celebrated for mothers. Mothers should be celebrated on Father's Day too, because they do a lot of the things that fathers are supposed to do.
Yes, and you know, in all fairness, I also celebrate the dads on Mother's Day, the single dads.
Yeah, that's tough, but yes, I think it's funny. They did the Father's Day because they felt bad because the mother's doing all the work. She deserves more than one holiday, but that's okay. That's my opinion. All right, my dear. Thank you so much. Give the website one more time, and then I'm gonna end it.
Yeah, neimind.com.
All right, awesome. Onward and upward.
Have
we're going to do this.
Weekend.
I'm actually going to do it this time. I keep saying that, but I've run out of excuses myself. So here we go. The journey has begun. How bad do I want it? How much is my desire? Well, it's pretty high, and now it's time for me to man up, woman up, whatever you want me to call it, up. And it's time to jump on the train. Jump on the train. We're not getting any younger. It's not getting. Time is a fleeting. So, all right, my dear. I will talk to you next week.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Right. Oh, she's such a great partner, and it's just incredible information content that she provides, and a whole such an incredible, interesting outlook. But like I said, it's all based. It's literally a lot of this is she's talking about science, based on science, the propaganda science. What you might have heard me scuffling the papers. What I was trying to do was find the episode where we went into detail on that. She's done a couple episodes. We did a longer one in June, episode 218. So 218, she jumped on, I think, at the on the soapbox for the 1 hour mark. But the other one, before I had done the soapboxes, I had her come on. She was at episode 195, is where we went into the science of propaganda. That was episode 195. That one is fascinating. It was even more fascinating for me because I had never really heard about the science. I know what the word propaganda is, and I know what propaganda is, but the fact that the science of propaganda and the beginnings of it, and that's where public relations and PR and strategies came from, because, you know, without without going into detail too much, it's about, you know, almost manipulation. Okay. And that's where the segue into, you know, brainwashing, things like that. So that is an incredibly fascinating episode, episode 195, when Deborah Peters comes on. And then her soapbox segment that we did earlier this month was episode 218. That's a great one too. There's some other great, a lot of other great guests on that. So I recommend those too. That'll really give you some insight as to all this different way of thought process, which will really change your business and the way that you interact with people. And it'll change your relationships, and it'll change everything. So if you're ready, and even if you just want to change one little thing, this we're giving you the tips to do it. We're giving you the strategies. We're giving you, like I said, not only just how to strategically do it from a business standpoint, you will get an extra sale. We want to change what is going to make everything better, you know, everything home. If you want to use a different word than change, fine. Adapt, you know, morph, change. I'm going to keep it simple. Change. Okay. So if you want to change that, which will make a bit, it'll change everything at a different level. And that's where you're going to see the big difference, right? And that's what's going to be the real meaning, the real big deal. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up here. It's 2:40. Sorry that we went so long. It's just, it kind of was, I thought it was important to get the information out. And if I can help you, great. Listen to it a few times. Please share the show with your family and friends and contacts. Again, there's 186 partners delivering quality content, all kinds of tips and takeaways. And there's 432 of these live segments to listen to. Go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, and on the pages, because all the pages that are below them and all the tabs link together. So if you go to the Purpose Driven Partners segment, that's this particular segment, then you can go ahead and start scrolling. You'll see the graphic. It'll have the topic. It'll have the pictures of everybody. And then, of course, underneath that, which I call the show notes, you know what the show notes are? Basically, it's their name, their company name, and the company name is in blue so that when you click on it, it goes to their website. Because technically what the show notes are, you got to listen to the show, right? We want you to listen to the show. The segments are only 7 minutes, so that way you can really figure out, get a little gist of everything, or what you want to focus on, get in and out. And obviously, if you want more, you can get more of it. That'll give you a little sample. It'll give you a little sample of things that maybe you didn't even know, things about you needed to learn about, or things about you wanted to take to the next level. So that's why. And then, of course, I've added on the Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, where we're having other guests. Well, sometimes most of them are names that you do recognize, that you do know. And then they're doing deeper dives, because the goal is to get as much information out there. And in the short period of time, I'm trying to jam as many people as I can in June, for the month of June. And of course, I think it's going to linger on until July, right? Because it's seeming to work. So on Monday, attorney Tom Renz, he'll be hot off the trail of the big conference, Clay Clark's Reopen America conference down in Tampa. He'll be on the show at 1 o'clock. And then I have another guest or two lined up. Marissa over at Easy AZ. And she's going to be coming on at 2 o'clock. Tom's going to be on for an hour. So that'll be an amazing conversation, because he's going to have a lot to share about what transpired at the conference. And don't forget that you can watch the live event. You can watch that conference, that summit. Starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day of the show, or the event, rather. You can watch it live. It's on Brighteon, which if you go to our live events page, there's a big graphic there that you can click. It'll take you to the link for the Brighteon link. And Brighteon is Mr. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one of our partners. He's coming on the show here soon. And also the live events page is under the, guess where? Take Action tab. everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the live events portion. Just go to that page for right now, even though it's also on the virtual events page. If you go to the live events page, then you'll see all the upcoming live events that are happening here in Arizona and across the country that at least I know about. As soon as I know about them, I'm putting them on there. I mean, obviously I can't cover everything, but some of the major ones. But again, check out the ones that are coming up over the next couple of days here just in Arizona. And don't forget, check out the marketplace. Don't forget to check the marketplace. There is our marketplace tab on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, where we have partnered with 57 well-known websites and brands, you know, products for pretty much any type of category that you need. And go check those out because 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets and kids, that's veterans, animals and children. You're never going to pay more than if you went to the website directly. Usually you get more of a discount if you click through our page. And once you're on the marketplace tab, click on that and you will see all the different graphics for the different products and services. So you can get paraphernalia from any of the major sporting teams, you know, every type of sport. As I mentioned earlier, Omaha Steaks, you've got clothing lines on there. You've got I Love My Freedom patriotic products. So you've got t-shirts, hats, mugs, flags, a couple other different patriotic companies. You can get anything you need. A lot of the times, some of the I Love Freedom products are all free, but you just pay shipping and handling. So those are all listed there. You got business resources like Canva and Constant Contact and a whole bunch of other ones. So go check that out. And don't forget the big one, our big partner, Mike Lindell over in MrMyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, they give 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners. And which is even more important for you, you get up to 66% off. There's some free shipping items. There's buy one, get one free offers. So they have a whole plethora, but in overall, you get up to 66% off on a lot of the products. And he's got 110. So it's more than just pillows. It's more than just Giza sheets, which are very comfortable, and slippers. So go check that out. Use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. That's promo code HOME. You can either go through our marketplace or you can just go directly to mypillow.com. I want to try to get 1,000 pillows sold for the month to help out and get some money generated for our veterans, our children, and some of these animal organizations that need it, because the nonprofit organizations aren't getting the support that they normally have gotten because of what's gone on in the past 15 months. So this is a way for you to help them still buy the products and services that you're normally getting. Just make sure you go to our marketplace first and click through there so that way that money, the donations get generated. And again, keep in mind, you never pay more than if you went to the websites directly. Yeah, so go, please check that out. Check out the different products and services and tell your family, tell your friends, share this show, share this platform. Because if we can bring everybody together and put them and let more people know about all these resources and all these potential great things, there's a lot of amazing things can happen if we bring this community together. More people know about this community and all these resources, about, you know, the different groups to follow, to join the different shows that our partners either host, or some of the people that aren't even our partners yet that host the resources. Don't forget about Patriotic Media. I know we talked about that earlier. Patriotic Media, you know, none of the junk on social media, none of the junk, the lies, the propaganda, the stuff that's on this mainstream news, and even some of the other channels that you thought weren't. Well, you go to our Take Action tab, right, and you look at the Patriotic Media. Those are all the alternative, which now they're becoming more more of the popular ones because they're telling you the truth. So you can buzz through. You can buzz through there, you know, 15, 20 minutes, get the headlines, get the truth, and get information on stuff that they're not telling you on the other resources because they don't want you to know. So as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, people like that, they're telling you the truth. That's similar to some of the Patriotic Media. Where they have that information. So you need to start reevaluating where you're getting your content from. And the only reason I'm saying that is because depending on where it's coming from, if it's not coming from those publications, if it's not coming from the people that we discuss on this platform, and the ones that I gather some information from them, I'm always looking for new ones. But then it might not be accurate, or it might be, as we've mentioned before, it's like 6 months old. Your time is valuable. So you want to make sure that you're getting the content that you need and you're getting stuff that's accurate, right? Because everything depends on it, you know, not only your business, but your personal, your kids in school, the facts, your health, the non-vaccines, your health. Yeah, don't be taking that. Don't forget it's not a vaccine, but don't be taking that. If you don't believe me, listen to some of the episodes that we've had the experts on. I'm going to actually put a couple of those big graphics on the homepage so more people can go directly to some of them. But there's a COVID tab, right? There's a COVID facts tab. So click on that and you'll see a bunch of pages underneath that. We're going to add all the health shows under there directly so you can find them easier. Listen to some of these doctors. Just episode 223 with Dr. Brian Artis from Monday. Wow, that is one that is a reality check. That is one that everyone in this country, if not this world, should be listening to. It'll give you the facts and the truth. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to keep it on a positive note. Again, there's so much to share. But again, please reach out and join and connect with us on social media. Go ahead and join that newsletter. That way we can get around the censorship because they're all coming at us. And just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the links graphic on the homepage. Click the join the newsletter in the lower right-hand corner of all this, of your on the web pages and on your phone. And, of course, subscribe. You'll see the links. Don't forget the Rumble. Even the Rumble's forgetting us. It's true. That's how they censor. They just don't alert people that there's new videos in the email notification. And I think the last time I've got like 25 videos that are being held back. If you go to our Rumble page, you will see them, but you just don't get a notification that there's new videos. So that's how they censor. It is what it is, guys. That's why we're going to be moving over to Clout Hub, where we're going to get a channel. We're moving over to Gab, and we're moving over to Brighteon, where they want to hear the truth, where they want to share what the messages are that matter from the people you need to know about, like our partners and the rest of the content on our resource platform. So, alrighty, everybody, renew our faith. It's time. It's time. It's time to restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. And as we talked about today, once you commit, everything changes. Everything changes. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. So I want you to put on those common sense caps all weekend. Listen to some of the episodes. I think I've beaten that one up. So I will just let you go ahead and do that. Favorite podcast player, just go directly to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Take action tab, start playing around. All the episodes are also under the episodes tab and on the player that is located on the homepage. So I'm looking to see what I wanted to play as inspiration for the end of the show. I think I didn't want to do Carrie again because I just did the Carrie, and I'm not seeing anything that's jumping out. I'm not seeing anything that's jumping out because I took a bunch out, but I'm just going to do the good old God bless the USA because I think we all need a little bit of that. We need a little bit of that. So a special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are on our website again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Please share show. Please share this platform. All we want to do is help more people. If you can help us do that, that would be great. If you want to become our partner, just go to the Take Action tab. You'll see that page. And then you could jump on, become our partner, and get your 7-minute spot. We want to grow this community. We want to have as many people that want to share their stories and their businesses and help others as possible. So please join us. Join us. Again, Take Action tab. Everything's listed under there. And tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments. Tons of tips and takeaways. Attorney Tom Morenz at 1, 2 o'clock is Marissa over at Easy AZ. And I'm not sure who's going to be at 2:30. I'm working on that one, but I might not have enough. But anyway, that's going to be a huge, incredible episode. So everybody's awake. I would hope so. If you're still around, thank you for lingering. Thanks for hanging on. Go take action on what we talked about today. Lots of things to take action on. And you've got all weekend to do it too. I'm going to come back here Monday. Things are going to be different. I know I keep saying that, but it really is going to be different. Things are changing in a positive way. You need to do the same. Go make it a great day. Make it a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Another one. Miss him too. God, when parents die. And it's been a long time too. God, that one's been 2019, 2020, 10, 11 years. Huh. God, this is crazy. Anyway, Anybody that has their dad still around, make sure you go spend some time with him if you can. And if you can't spend time with him, you better get on that damn phone. You never know when they're going to go. My dad was 64. My mom was 65. Anyway, happy Father's Day to all those guys. And a little plug. So I changed my energy. You want to get them some goods? You want to get them some Father's Day gifts? Head over to the marketplace, would you? Steaks is only one thing. Sporting paraphernalia is another. Or go over to mypillow.com, put in promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Get your dad some sheets. Get your dad some robes. Get some amazing towels. Get him something. And while you're at it, get something for your mom, too. Remember, moms to be celebrated all the time, too. Oh, God, there we go again. All right, you guys, this is it. Tune in Monday. Have an amazing weekend. You deserve it. Let's do this. We're going to do it together. Join together June. Let's change the world. Let's change ourselves. We can do this. Have a great weekend.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.